Station Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Egypt's army now on the streets trying to separate pro and anti-government protesters. Five are dead in the latest flare-up of violence, hundreds injured. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Cairo.
Dave, Egypt's prime minister has issued an apology for the attacks by regime loyalists against anti-government supporters, vowing to investigate and find those responsible, calling it a blatant mistake, neither logical nor rational. But that message not filtering down to the street, where the standoff continues here. Anti-government protesters fought all night, pushing pro-Mubarak supporters back block by block, using sheets of metal as a barricade, and they're blocking access to the other protesters in Tahrir Square. Dave?
Courtney, they knew they'd fail, but Republicans tried to repeal health care reform at the Senate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has what's next live from Washington.
Dave, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says this is just the beginning of the fight.
We'll be looking at it in every different way to revisit it, and hopefully our friends on the other side of the aisle will have other epiphanies.
This after the Senate party line vote that killed the House bill to repeal the entire health care law. Democrats have said and still say the votes were a waste of time. One bit of unity in all this, though, the Senate voted overwhelmingly to repeal one tiny bit of the law that requires businesses to fill out a form for every transaction over $600. Dave?
Rich, they're still digging out from the monster storm that hit from New Mexico to New England.
I haven't seen it as bad since the 60s.
He's in Milwaukee where it's 1 degree. It feels like 15 below in Des Moines. Wind chill advisories up across the Midwest. Really tough for people still without power like her in Ohio.
You can't eat, you can't cook, you can't. What are you going to do?
13,000 flights have been canceled this week. A cyclone has cut nearly a 200-mile-wide path of destruction across northeast Australia, damaging hundreds of homes, flooding communities. But so far, with so many people in shelters, no deaths are reported. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
The photos from all the events you may have missed. Take a look at our new event site, brazoslife.com. WTAW College Station, Bryan.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At Cece's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless Cece's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, that makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to Cece's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal.
Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hello again, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
What about it, Chandler?
I think my eye's swelling shut.
Wazurski! Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties where basically they eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver, is that it?
You got it, Coach.
Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Chandler, go long!
Ow!
You should try catching with your hands.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
WTAW News Time is 6:05, 24 degrees right now at the studios. Our high today, about 31. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says the rolling power outages were not caused by excess consumption. Dewhurst says he's frustrated that power plant problems led to the brownouts. Broken water lines shut down two plants, Oak Grove near Franklin and Sand Hill near Austin. Public Utility Commission spokesman Terry Hadley says there were problems of some kind at 50 different plants.
Sometimes it can be a fuel supply issue, for instance, for a natural gas plant. It could also be a maintenance issue.
Another common issue was backup plants powered by natural gas having trouble getting started in the cold weather. Dewhurst says the demand placed on the Texas grid was nowhere near peak capacity. What did College Station schools do with the power off yesterday? CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says it was basically business as usual because most rooms have windows.
Honestly, just because the lights went out, nothing really changed. I mean, they were still having class in most all the classrooms because there's plenty of light coming in from outside, plus the battery-operated light. You know, there were some issues on some campuses where lunch was being served during the blackouts, but basically it's just you change times of when lunch happened. And so for the most part, everything went as planned and everything went smoothly today.
With snow in the forecast, Glenn Winkle does invite parents and students to go online to CSISD's website and their Facebook page for the latest information. Texas A&M University officials say they didn't have to worry about the rolling brownouts, but campus staff did have problems with steam production that heat some buildings. A&M officials say they were told by their primary power supplier, BTU, that there would be no outages unless conditions changed. BTU did include Blinn College and Bryan Public Schools in those rotating outages. More than 60 people representing the BCS Chamber of Commerce are back following a two-day trip to the state capitol.
But when we walked in the door in all of these offices, about the first thing we said was, we appreciate that you're in a major budget problem in this, you know, here, and you're dealing with that. We're not here to ask for any more money. And I mean, all you could see the tension leave and they relax, and I think then that's one of the reasons we got a good reception.
Chamber President Royce Hickman says they communicated five priorities.
We were asking for them to maintain funding and education, for instance. We were asking for them to provide some opportunities for the biomed corridor to develop, which would bring jobs and money from the federal government into our state. And there were a lot of things that were on our agenda that not only benefited Bryan College Station, but in some cases even more so benefited the state.
The Chamber Group met with all state lawmakers and or members of their staffs. You can hear more from Royce on our website. Just go to the interview page at WTAW.com. Dozens turned out at the Capitol yesterday asking for budget-cutting restraint. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
Dozens testify against cuts that would affect kids, the disabled, and the elderly.
So I'm here to tell you I'm mad as hell.
If these services disappear, these kids and young adults are going to disappear.
Without the DARS program providing services, I could not afford to have all three girls in the program.
There were lots of children in the room, too. One person testifying she brought her child to put a face on the cuts lawmakers are considering. Public testimony is scheduled to resume today on the Health and Human Services budget.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's been 3 weeks since a fire in downtown Bryan destroyed Court's Saddlery at 23rd and Main. Fire Marshal William Bowes says they've worked with the owners on the investigation and inspecting temporary quarters for the longtime business.
We have worked with the Courts, Kathy and Jimmy, to help them get some places set up out at Carrabba where they can set some of their machines up and work out there and get their business going again. From the inspection side of our work to help them get set up. The investigation, like I said, is ongoing, and we haven't made a final determination on that yet.
Bow says the fire investigation was hampered by multiple remodelings of that structure. Information from the court's website indicates they have orders to produce once they're operational in their temporary home. The owners are looking for any old Courts and Bryan leather catalogs and other memorabilia as well. The fire destroyed all records as well as inventory and equipment. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 24 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you feel like your marriage just isn't what it used to be? Do you want to transform your tired marriage into one filled with love and respect? Here's help for you. The Sacred Marriage Conference on Friday, February 11th and Saturday, February 12th at Central Baptist Church. Hear best-selling author and international speaker Gary Thomas. To register, call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org. Learn how to build a better marriage at the Sacred Marriage Conference on February 11th and 12th. Call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org.
I'm Chuck Morrow. At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we claim to be the best flooring dealer in the Brazos Valley. So what is it that allows us to make this claim?
And I'm Scott Razor. At Carpet Outlet, we have more ready-to-go inventory in our warehouse than any other dealer in the county. That means you can buy it today and we can install it tomorrow.
We are the largest Shaw dealer between Dallas and Houston.
And in some cases, this allows us to sell their products for less than our competitors can even buy them for.
At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we don't just claim to be the best, we prove it every day.
Hey, it's 6:11. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Considerable cloudiness working its way across the area today. So are some cold temperatures as Arctic air remains in the central United States. Our daytime highs today only 30 to 35. Snow develops tonight. It should be light. Lows near 25. Snow ends tomorrow 35. An inch or two may fall, especially on grassy surfaces. Clear tomorrow night, 20 to 25. It's going to be sunny on Saturday, and that should translate into warmer readings, high Saturday around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, Aggie basketball is coming up on Saturday. We'll talk about those games as both teams try to bounce back from losses, and we'll talk about signing day 2011. The Aggies signed a class of, well, it turns out 22. After a late signee yesterday, which turned out to be a pretty bizarre story that got national media attention. We'll talk about the curious tale of Floyd Raven. We'll talk about that and some locals who signed college letters of intent from Brian and Consol. That and more coming up in sports.
The curious tale, is he going to get younger as he progresses?
Do you like that? Yeah. Yeah, he's going to get younger. He's going to be a baby as a senior.
Yeah. Right.
So is she going to get a jersey for game day that says Crazy Mama on it?
Helicopter Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so it says here an 80% chance of snow.
Yep.
Wow.
You do have school, though.
That's today, right?
No, tonight. Tonight.
Yeah.
Kids will be up early tomorrow morning. Don't have to worry about that.
But tomorrow it's supposed to, I mean, still stay cold, but clear off and some sunshine. Is that not what I heard?
Eventually, yes.
Yeah.
Over freezing, most importantly.
Yeah.
I don't know, though, Tom, you know, your idea of a nice day and a lot of other people's is different. So.
Yeah, you know, I was.
We learned that yesterday.
I rethought that yesterday, and I realized that I wasn't waiting for my kid to get out of school.
And if you're standing in your backyard with wind breaks in three directions, it probably helps a little bit. But, no, Saturday and Sunday really look good. Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, I'm thinking shorts and T-shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be 60.
Wow.
60.
That'll be good for those 5,000 people that paid $200 to sit outside and watch TV.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that that's the case in Arlington. I don't know what's going to be going on in Arlington.
Oh, okay. But, hey, they can stand outside of my house and watch TV.
That'd be
for $200 a piece.
I was going to say I'd let them do it in my house for only $50.
I'd let them park on the driveway for that.
I've got a nice high definition set and everything. You know, yeah.
They can stand in the backyard and peer through the window.
Uh-huh. That might be a glare, you know. But hey. Yeah.
I got a bay window. I could probably put 10 people back there at least.
Doing an obstructed view seat. You know,
if that's the case,
less.
We could fill the whole backyard.
Yeah, that'd be.
For $200 a piece, I'd give them each a Pabst Blue Ribbon, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. 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 Right, yeah. Oh, I might upgrade to a Bud Light.
Oh, well, okay.
Big spender here.
Go ahead and get that smoker started today.
I'll up your Bud Light and give them a.
Go ahead and get that olive loaf on the grill.
Salami with the peppercorns.
Oh, that'd be outstanding. All right, an overdue pregnant woman.
Would you like American or pepper jack?
Yeah. An overdue pregnant woman.
Overdue, like at the airport. But
no,
yeah,
really.
Braving these snow-covered Chicago streets.
Oh.
Did you see, I saw on the news last night, Chicago. I mean, when you paralyze that city, you've done something there.
Uh-huh.
They apparently have gotten a month's worth of snow in 2 days. And they're just cars stranded everywhere. I mean, people just getting out of their cars. But anyway, so here's this overdue pregnant woman braving these snow-covered Chicago streets. Says she walked herself to the hospital just in time to give birth. Julia Johnson, 8 days overdue when labor pains hit at 2 a.m. in the morning.
As opposed to
2 a.m. in the afternoon.
Yes.
Exactly. Yesterday morning, snow was piled up too high for her husband to get the car out of the driveway.
Loser.
Yeah. So he called his daddy. I mean, didn't you see the snow coming?
Yeah. Don't you reckon she was standing there? She's got hands on hips,
oh,
you know.
God,
I am having a baby.
That's it. And you didn't know it was going to snow? So anyway, snow piled up too high for hubby to get that out of the. And by the way, he'll be paying for that for a while.
Oh, yeah.
He called his daddy and brother-in-law, but no dice. They said, nope, couldn't do that. The husband's brother, who is a Chicago firefighter, said to call 911, which he did. But when the fire engine and ambulance got there, they were unable to make it.
An hour later.
They were unable to make it up to Johnson's building. Plan B, she walked down the street in the blizzard.
Uphill both ways.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, you know who's not going to ever live this down?
Huh.
The kid's not going to ever live this
yeah,
down.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you know what I went through to bring you into this world? Talk to me like that.
Yeah, yeah. If, he or she doesn't get her degree from Harvard, medical degree. Yeah.
Listen, bring up that morning show from Station College, Texas. Listen to these guys talk about it.
I did not carry you in my body for 9 months for you to give me that lift.
That's right. She had a contraction about halfway and had to stop. Finally made it to the hospital. Julia was 9 centimeters.
Crazy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Boy,
That's what you call about the domino right
well,
there.
Well, that's been too late to get an epidural, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was way past
going
that.
Going through the blizzard, screaming during the birth. Yeah, that child has got his life made for
him. We almost had a miracle in the snow right there.
I'm telling you.
We got a lot of info.
Information.
Perfect situation. Wow,
yeah. Every time that child gets in trouble.
Yeah.
Do I have to remind you, I walked to the hospital.
Yeehaw.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us.
Thanks, Mom. I appreciate that guilt trip.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never heard this before in the last 2 days.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 618.
And it is February the 3rd. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Comedian Shelley Berman is 85.
Oh, he's great.
85 years old today. Shelley, you know, did stand-up. He did albums. He did all of that. Then now in his later years, he plays a crotchety old man, funny man.
Plays?
Yeah.
Maybe he is.
Yeah, he does. He played a judge on one of those lawyer shows.
He's on the Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, is he also on that?
Yeah. Okay, that's where I've seen him.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. He's 85 years old today. Fran Tarkenton, the quarterback for 18 seasons with mostly with Minnesota, also with New York, is 71 years old.
And worked really, really hard to continue to have a career afterwards out of the realm of sports.
Mm-hmm.
He hosted, That's Incredible?
That's Incredible,
and,
right.
And then also does seminars, I guess, or used to.
I don't know.
He still does.
Yeah.
What, small business opportunities?
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah, he was did an entrepreneur type thing. He'd scramble around the stage.
And, I heard what you did there. Yeah. Scramble around, okay. Actress Blythe Danner turns 68.
It's Gwyneth Paltrow's
mother. Gwyneth Paltrow, mom, and she's plays one of the wives in those Flocker movies that have been.
Does she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she plays
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro's wife. Yeah, there you go. You haven't seen them all, Scott?
Nah. Yeah, sorry.
From The Temptations,
he's
Dennis.
Waiting for them to bundle all three DVDs.
All the DVDs so I could sit down with a cup of cocoa and watch
there you
them
go.
All. Yeah.
Dennis Edwards of The Temptations is 68. Guitarist Dave Davies of The Kinks turned 64 years old today. And singer Melanie is 64. Actress Morgan Fairchild turned 61 years old today. And also 55 years old is actor, Broadway star Nathan Lane. 55. Michelle Green, she was in L.A. Law, is 49 years old. From ER and News Radio, actress Maura Tierney turns 46 years old today.
She's an attractive woman, I think.
And, yeah, and Isla Fisher.
Isla?
Is it Isla?
Oh.
There's an S. Okay. There's an S in there. It must be silent. Yeah. She was in Confessions of a Shopaholic in 2009.
She was also in Wedding Crashers, if you saw that.
There you go.
If you saw. And But now she's either engaged or I think she may actually be married to Sacha Baron Cohen. So once again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She
is
a nice looking lady.
There's no accounting for taste.
Yeah. So. Yeah. She's 35 today. So.
She is beautiful.
There you go. That's what I got.
I mean, do you think he goes home and says, here's this movie I'm thinking about making? Does she just say, I don't want to hear it. Just bring the paychecks.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
It's like Katy Perry and Russell Brand. I mean, good grief. Russell Brand's ugly as homemade soap. Yeah, she's married to him.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, you're just jealous.
I know.
Yeah. Bob Greasy's 66.
He's been here a few times.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Vlade Divac.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because I keep up with those NBA players. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Be 43. I thought we weren't going to have enough birthdays. I went ahead and looked ahead.
So oh, well, we that's have, okay. You can, you know.
We could have half birthdays.
So August the 3rd.
Yeah, most especially Martin Sheen will be 71 and a half. And
oh, God.
May have his son living at home with him by then.
Yeah, really, or outlive his son.
Yeah, or may outlive his son. Yeah,
how many more gray hairs does he have?
Oh, that's, yeah. And let's see, Marv Levy, if he makes it, he'll be 85 and a half.
Oh, he'll lose another Super Bowl before, before then, right? Yeah. Yeah, he'll figure out.
And happy 59 and a half to Dennis the Menace.
Jay North?
59 and a half. Yeah, uh-huh. So there you are. All right, 621.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, more examples how the left-wing media doesn't understand the events going on in Egypt. For example, we've got Dan Rather. You know, Mubarak's a very modest and humble dictator.
Very modest, almost to the extent of being humble, very soft-spoken, very gracious man.
Obama inspired the protests in Egypt.
Speaking of President Obama, you know, in a way, he fueled this uprising in Egypt. When he came to Cairo, let us remember, and he spoke of, listen, we stand for freedom and democracy and listening to people. The Egyptians believed his rhetoric.
And then there's Chris Matthews comparing the Tea Party to the Muslim Brotherhood.
So the Muslim Brotherhood has a parallel role here with the Tea Party.
Yes, more civility from your liberal friends in the media and elsewhere.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable.
Call now, 1-800-876-7556. 1-800-876-7556.
New year, new you. Hi, I'm Allison with Brenham National Bank, and I want you to come over and experience a new and exciting way to bank with us. Be sure and ask us about a reward checking account that pays you interest. Our personal bankers know you when you walk through the door. Can you say that about your bank? No matter where you are in the Brazos Valley, we have locations in Brenham, College Station, and Chapel Hill to serve you. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Remember Ralph Nader? He's back. Nader wants Fiat, which now owns Chrysler, to recall tens of thousands of Jeep Grand Cherokees. He says they tend to burst into flames when they get rear-ended. The feds are investigating. They could order a recall if they find enough evidence to support Nader's claims. Does your significant other talk the same way you do? Researchers say people who have the same speaking style are more likely to have a successful marriage. In other words, it's not so much what you say, but how you say it. If you itemize your income tax return, you probably deduct at least some mileage. You know, business use of your personal vehicle, trips to the doctor, things like that. That's fine, as long as it's reasonable. But what trips up many taxpayers is inadequate record keeping. Solution, keep a pocket calendar in your car. Write down every trip you take that's deductible. Recent recalls, Volkswagen, they're recalling a handful of 2010 new Beetles because the seats don't meet new safety standards, but replacing them with brand new cars. I'm Stacey Cohen. Learn more at consumeraffairs.com.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
Check out all the places that offer eye care and you'll notice they talk about how their services are better. Maybe they'll cost less. Keep in mind, eye care is a lot like other things in life. You get what you pay for. And your eyes deserve the best. Your eyes are worth it. My vision was worth it, and that's why I went to Texas Regional Eye Center. I'm Chase Murphy. I let the pros at Texas Regional Eye Center take care of all my eye care needs, and you should too. Exams, glasses and contacts, and of course, LASIK. You knew I had to talk about that. Ask your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Chances are most of them had their LASIK surgery done at Texas Regional Eye Center. If you're worried about the cost, keep in mind Texas Regional Eye Center offers 24 months interest-free financing. There is no reason to go anywhere else. You can find out more today by going to TexasRegionalEye.com. For all your eye care needs, 24 months interest-free financing on LASIK, there is only one place. For excellence in eye care, you'll see the difference with Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. The Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. No matter what kind of roof you need or need to get replaced, they can do it for you. Call them at 268-ROOF, UnitedRoofingPros.com. All right, 31 and cloudy today. We'll have some wind, but not as much as we have had. North winds at about 10 to 15 and gusting up to 20 at some points today. Tonight's snow, probably an 80% chance of snow, possible accumulations of 1 to 2 inches. And then tomorrow we're up above freezing. There will be a 50% chance of rain or snow with a high temperature of 35. Then tomorrow night mostly clear and 24. Precipitation and getting below freezing, of course, is the only thing we kind of have to worry about a little bit on Friday night. But by Saturday, we're looking at a high temperature of 54 degrees and winds out of the south. We'll still freeze on Saturday night, but it'll be 31. And then on Sunday, look for sunny skies and a high of 60 degrees. Back down to about 50 on Monday, but we'll be out of the icebox at least for a little while. Right now, humidity is 60%. Winds are from the northeast at 13 miles an hour. The chill factor is 12, and the air temperature under overcast skies is 24.
More than half of all job openings never get advertised anywhere. So how do you find out about them, and how do you get one? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Attention parents. If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get The Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-328-3070. Call now and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-328-3070. 1-800-328-3070. That's 1-800-328-3070. 1-800-328-3070.
In this job market, you need every advantage, and you first need to know where the jobs are.
I checked all the research. I went back almost 30 years, and somewhere between 55% and 80% of jobs go to someone who did not respond to a posted opening, and that's the hidden job market. It's invisible to your typical job seeker.
Donald Asher, author of the book Cracking the Hidden Job Market, says here's how it works.
Let's say you want to be a copywriter in advertising. You will never see an advertisement for a copywriter in advertising. And so you need to make a list of places that hire copywriters to do advertising copy, and then you approach all of them sequentially. And there's kind of two models to this. One is to go through the front door and say, when do you hire copywriters and how do you hire them and how can I make sure that I'm on that list and I'm in the game?
The second way is to use your connections to get introduced to people at companies you'd like to work at.
The Social neuroscience research on this is very fascinating. Your closest friends don't get you a job. It's your friends of friends and even strangers that you're introduced to. They're the ones that feed you the tips that lead to the jobs. That's research-driven. It's not an opinion.
And when you're talking to people at companies that you'd like to work for, don't start off talking about job openings.
Just look for advice, ideas, information. So if you look for advice, ideas, leads, and information, you're going to get a lot closer to an opening than if you actually ask about opening. Just about who's growing, who's not, what have you heard, what are the rumors?
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hey, Brazos Valley. If you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then come check out AeroFit. The kind, professional staff will help you get on track to make 2011 the healthiest you can be. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for 8 years, AeroFit has so much more to offer you and your family. AeroFit offers you the most online as well. Check out AeroFit's website for great health and training tips. You can also request a 3-day pass to try out AeroFit's great facilities and meet our staff. Become a fan of AeroFit's Facebook page and you could be selected to win free personal training or three free months of membership. AeroFit also offers online nutrition with our key ingredients program. Personal training, membership, and nutrition, AeroFit has it all. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthier you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Don't make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're told
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 24 degrees right now as we head toward a high today of about 31. 80% chance of snow in the forecast for tonight, but accumulation of only 1 to 2 inches is what's being called for by the National Weather Service. Another half inch possible tomorrow. We're looking at probably anywhere from 2 to 3 inches of snow on the ground by tomorrow. But again, no indication that it's going to be bad enough to start any cancellations right now. Always err on the side of caution and assume that you do have school, and you most certainly have it today. This look at news brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Officials say rolling outages across more than 3/4 of the Lone Star State could resume if you and I don't turn down our thermostats and curb electricity use. The electricity demand in the state's largest power grid is expected to set a new winter record today. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas implemented outages of 15 to 45 minutes in neighborhoods across Texas yesterday during an 8-hour period. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says the rolling outages were the result of problems at several power plants. Now, while the state has suspended those outages, Terry Hadley of the Public Utility Commission reiterates that conservation is essential.
There is a need for folks to conserve. We're going to have high demand with this colder than normal weather.
Dewhurst says he was told broken water pipes at two plants, Oak Grove near Franklin and Sand Hill near Austin, forced them to cut electricity production. In addition, natural gas power plants that should have provided backup had difficulty starting due to low pressure in the supply lines, also caused by cold weather. Dewhurst says the demand placed on the Texas grid was nowhere near peak capacity. Wednesday's outages had no impact in the College Station School District, or minimal at most. Spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says most of the district's classrooms have windows, so natural light with battery-powered backups was used. In addition to cold temperatures, Glenwinkle says the district is monitoring the forecast.
Safety is our number one priority at College Station ISD, and we won't do anything that would put our students in harm's way. We're monitoring the weather. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/CSISD, our website, CSISD.org. There's a chance, as everyone knows, for some wintry weather, wintry precipitation Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, Friday morning.
Glenwinkle says school officials appreciated information from College Station Utilities during Wednesday's outages, which provided a heads up on what campuses would be affected at various times. Texas A&M so far has not been affected by rolling outages. Campus utility officials say they were told by their primary power supplier, BTU, there would be no outages on the A&M campus unless conditions changed. BTU did include Bryan Public Schools and Blinn College in the rolling brownouts. A&M's utility operation has had problems with producing steam, though, which heats some campus buildings. Repair crews have been addressing those problems. When the state legislature is in session, volunteers and staff from the BCS Chamber of Commerce meet with lawmakers. Chamber President Royce Hickman says the 2-day trip this early in the session allows for follow-up opportunities.
What we will do is then be in touch with them as bills are introduced, and we can say, you know, when we were there, we visited on this issue. Senate Bill number, 125 is the one that, we are in favor of you passing to accomplish this. And I think that's going to be the key, is to have some follow-up with these folks.
Hickman says this year's group of more than 60 met with all lawmakers or at least members of their staffs.
There's people up here all the time talking about what their opinion is on issues. And if we're not here, then it's the other opinion that's going to win out by default. So it's very important for us to be here and to get the opinion of the citizens of our community, and particularly the business community, across to the elected officials.
You can hear more from Roy Sickman on our website. Just go to the interview page of WTAW.com. The Rio Grande Valley missionary whose wife was killed in an attack by Mexican drug cartel members is speaking out about his loss.
Sam Davis says he and his wife, Nancy, shared the same passions, a love for God and helping others. He talked with KRGV about the risks of traveling south of the border.
We agreed together and decided that if we ever run into a situation where it looked like they were going to take us, that we were not going to stop.
And they didn't. They sped through three roadblocks. Gunmen opened fire, hitting Nancy in the head. Despite his loss, Davis says that he still plans to return to Mexico to continue his missionary work. Doug Helton, TSNU.
And investigators are still working on the cause of the January 9th fire that destroyed Court's Saddlery in downtown Bryan. Fire Marshal William Bow says there have been multiple obstacles.
That was a very large building. It's also a very old building. And it's had significant fire damage to a great part of it. The weather played a role. The amount of fire did a lot of damage. Unfortunately, we also had to take down part of the structure for safety, and some of that falls in on what you'd like to investigate, and that complicates the issue.
The court's website indicates they're working on preparing the buildings to fill orders that have come in. The owners are looking for memorabilia, including old Bryan leather and court's catalogs, to replace what was lost in the fire. There's still no word on the cause. WTAW News Time, 6:36, 24 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mia's on Main. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi there, Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters, but let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823 Main. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Pastor R.C. Linton. I pastor here in Navasota, Texas, St. Martinville Baptist Church. I come to encourage us to buy our automobiles from Team Auto here in Navasota.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi. In this business, people are always asking, what is the best time of the year to buy? When are the incentives the best? When is there 0%? Well, now's the time. The 2010s, they got to go. So come to Team Ford, Team Auto, and Navasota and get yourself a great deal.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:37. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Believe it or not, we actually have some snow in the forecast. Does look like we may see a light snowfall here tonight and into Friday. Warmer weather trying to push back in and may be accompanied by some precipitation. Clouds for today were cold, 30 to 35. Light snow possible tonight, lows near 25. Any light snow will end tomorrow, 35. Could see an inch or two, mainly on grassy surfaces. Clearing tomorrow night, 20 to 25. Sunny Saturday and warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
When the day started yesterday, Rivals.com said A&M would have the 35th best signing class. Well, that got up to 28th on the Rivals list. We'll talk about signing day and hear from Coach Mike Sherman and the bizarre story of Floyd Raven, if you haven't heard that. There are six Bryan and A&M Consolidated kids that signed letters of intent yesterday, too. We'll talk about that, some basketball, and more coming up in sports.
There you go. So, I mean, is it too much trouble for the people who run the power plants to wrap their pipes? I mean, doesn't Bob French tell us to do that all the time?
Yeah, wrap your pets and bring in your pipes.
Did they bring their pets in there at the power plants?
There's probably dead pets and frozen plants around there.
Yeah,
too, so.
I can't imagine. Thank goodness Senator David Dewhurst was there to help us out.
I heard him.
Senator Dewhurst.
Who? Yeah.
I think he wants us to just go ahead and say that now. If we just go ahead and do that up front now.
Get it out of the way. We'll get used to saying it.
Exactly. Just let it roll off your tongue, and then that way you don't have to worry about that oh, that little election thing that's going to happen down the road.
Well, it's fewer words than Lieutenant Governor.
It is. It is. But by golly, he was looking for any microphone with a windsock that he could find yesterday to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever the head of ERCOT is has got to be cowering in the corner of his office this morning. No, psst, I'm not here. I'm not here. It's a senator calls. I'm not here.
I love ERCOT. They got that big globe with Mickey standing
yeah,
on
that
it there.
Ain't cool. Oh, yeah.
That's a great place to go.
Yeah,
actually, it's
really
not. It sucks. But,
Well, anyway.
And you know, this is just, I'm sure people, you know, all those gridsters will sit around and talk about that winter of 11, how we found out that we needed to wrap up our pipe so that the power, what happened, folks, and in case you didn't hear, that the water pipes busted at some power plants, not the least of which was this one up here near
Franklin. Oak Grove.
Yeah, the one that you can see from the road. And so when plants go offline because of stuff like busted water pipes, then that does endanger the grid when, in fact, our usage wasn't the problem. It was the fact that we couldn't get some of these plants up online, and, you know, there we go.
Which would explain then why if you – because the complaint that I heard over and over yesterday from people that I talked to was, how did they not know? How was there not more advance warning? How did this not come down until 6 o'clock? Well, if people didn't realize that the pipes were busted until 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that if demand is not the problem, it's extenuating circumstances. At least that explains the reason for the brownouts in very short order.
Yeah, how it happened so suddenly, we didn't know about that. And obviously knowing that is good because it means we have capacity ability out there. It's just
sure.
A matter of stuff that we have to do. And it did. It caught everybody by surprise. And so.
Well, we were out for maybe 20 minutes here at the station. And I know some people were out for a lot longer. And I feel for them. We were out for only about 20 minutes here. And hats off to College Station Utilities and BTU and everybody for keeping everybody posted. We got notification, advance notification of the ballpark time that we were going to be shut down here, and appreciate that.
Yeah, that part of the system seemed to work when they had to.
Well, the communications folks got out in front of it.
Yeah.
They got out in front of it. I mean, yesterday Twitter was invaluable because they were tweeting what neighborhoods were going to be hit next. And so, you know, it's one of those situations where if you have to get a small amount of information out to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. That's what Twitter is great for.
Yeah. Hello.
Considering the radio station's a pretty valuable source of information for the area, do y'all have a battery or other backup power?
Yes, we do. And in fact, when we were out here at the station yesterday, of course, we were out twice. And the first time when we were out yesterday morning, what happened was our generators did not kick in at the transmitter site. We have generators here, and we have generators at the transmitter site to allow for situations such as this. Sadly, the generator at the transmitter site did not kick in, and that's how we knew we were off the air yesterday. And, of course, you know, the irony was not lost that I was talking about brownouts at the moment.
Yeah,
you know, so,
that hit.
But, you know, Dusty called me to let me know. And for our purposes, and this is the changing face of radio, what happens then is it was still business as usual for us.
Right.
We had to continue on because we were still streaming. And so even if there's only 19 people that are streaming the radio station at that point in time, they don't know that we're off the air.
Sure.
And so we continued on. Now, the good news is, and I'm glad the caller brought that up, is, and hats off internally, to Chris Dusterhoff and Andrew Hicks. Andrew Hicks got up here yesterday, made sure our generators were in working order well before we ever lost power. And we lost power, and immediately the generators kicked in. In fact, they were already running. He started them up just to let them run. And our listeners never knew. That happened, and they would have known because it was during the first half. It would have been during the opening monologue of Rush yesterday at 11 o'clock. So we would have had a lot of people that were very unhappy.
And what we'll do for our part is we'll have a contingency plan in place where we'll check our transmitter generators in a situation that we'll be able to make sure that they do their job at the right time. That just was one of those things that happened. We responded as quickly as we could, as Chase said. And again, more and more people listening on their wireless devices or listening in their offices. So we know that I think we had 22 people listening, not 19.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
well, but, good. It was a good day then.
Nonetheless, that and then, of course.
Actually, it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, we are. And then we're archived. If you have to just go back and you have to hear everything we say, and I know for those two people out there than we do. But anyway, so I'm glad the senator brought all that up so that we'd know. And
stop.
Okay. Lesson learned, I guess, is
we hope.
We think so.
We really hope.
Yeah. Because.
Well, at least it wasn't a squirrel that crawled in there or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, we wouldn't want the grid to go down because some crow landed on a.
On a wire.
Someplace, and then we'd have cooked crow. So.
You have to eat it.
Yeah, I think I would eat it. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know.
We do every day.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. That's true. So remember that START nuclear disarmament treaty that everybody was kicking about? It was signed yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You heard a lot about that, didn't you? Heard a lot about that.
I was hearing about Anderson Cooper getting hit 10 times.
See, yeah. And that's all you're going to hear about because it happened
because
to somebody on
right,
television.
Somebody
right.
in the media.
That's
and,
right.
yeah, Christiane Amanpour was scared to death because the windshield broke in the car that she was riding in. And, oh, we're all going to die and all that stuff. Anyway.
Tucker and I were having this discussion this morning because he was playing some of the audio from Anderson Cooper. And two things. Number one.
Did he squeal like a girl?
No, you just hear him say, calm down, calm down, yeah, calm down. Right. And then you just, yeah, and you just hear the beatdown commence.
Cool.
Two things. They were talking to a producer who uttered the phrase, I mean, and this is just astounding. You want to talk about the arrogance of some people. He uttered the phrase, I don't know if they didn't know we were from CNN. You know what, young man, old man, whoever you are, I know it was a male voice that sounded about my age, you know, give or take 10 years perhaps, because I just heard the audio. They don't care who you are. All they know is they see an American, and they see a camera, and they see an opportunity to get their message out.
Yeah.
And they protest differently over there.
Yes, they do.
And that's the other thing. That's the second thing. And Tucker brought this up. Really kind of puts the whole Tea Party thing into perspective when you think about it. You know, there's all this concern about rhetoric getting out of hand. And thankfully that has cooled off since everyone absolutely went to the, you know, jumped to the worst possible and wrong conclusion on the Gabrielle Giffords shooting. The rhetoric can be bad here, but when we call bad rhetoric when we start calling each other smart alecky names and things like that, when we make an angry blog post or something, when we talk anonymously online, that's the vitriol and that's the hatred and things like that. You know what? Over there, they kill people and they assault people. So get over yourself.
Yeah. Well, and they see no way for it to be better in the future.
Well, I mean, and that's just it. You know, if you do a little bit of homework, you find out that it's not just this. It's not the xenophobic way of looking at it, perhaps, is to say, well, that's just those people and that's how they are. No, they are economically destitute.
Yeah. We have an underpinning of knowing that in the grand scheme of things, we can be okay.
Sure.
They don't necessarily know that.
No, they don't know that their situation will ever improve. And it's not a bleeding heart thing. And I'm certainly not excusing violence of any kind. It's just the reality of their circumstances. And you have to, as much as possible, put yourself in their shoes and say, okay, if you woke up today and someone came in and took your home and there were threats to your family and you had no guarantees that tomorrow or Saturday or next week or next year that any of those situations would improve. How would your world change? Yeah. How would your worldview change?
It's very hard. We can lay that scenario out, but it's very hard for any of
There's us no doubt.
To understand that. Mm-hmm. And again, as you say, when you see a vehicle to get your message out,
sure.
then understand it's going to be a lightning rod. So yesterday, Bill Daley, he'd be the new, on a lighter subject.
The staff chief.
He'd be the new chief
staff. I thought he was the lead singer of the Comets.
Yeah, them too. He was talking about how his style is a little bit different from Rahm Emanuel's.
Yeah.
He said, everybody gets advice from Ron. It's amazing. Rahm very much needed to do it all, and I don't have such a need.
Well, good.
Wow, that's pretty much throwing Rahm under the bus,
isn't
it?
It is. Just kind of hosing him down a little bit.
I mean,
so.
in terms of on-camera rhetoric.
All you department heads in Chicago, get ready for that hands-on mayor type guy.
Make for a fun city council meeting.
I would think so. I heard James Baker yesterday on television, and the last question had to do with the visit that he had had with Daley. And he said, well, said I was in D.C., and since I was in that office, chief of staff, for a couple of years, I went over there and talked to him. I said, congratulations, buddy. You've got the worst job in D.C. because you have to catch all the javelins that are headed for the old man. And if you miss one, they'll take you down. I thought that pretty well summed up what the chief of staff has to do.
Mm-hmm.
Catch all the javelins that are headed for the old man. And if you don't, they'll take you down.
Calling Obama an old man.
Well, yeah. I think the old man basically just...
The office of the old man.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, make sure the old man is okay. But I thought that was probably pretty unvarnished. And,
yeah.
And he probably said some words a little... more colorful than that.
And again, like him or not, that's another one of those autobiographies that might be pretty interesting to read.
Yeah,
so.
he's
an unauthorized biography, probably more interesting to read.
But. He is the fixer. If your name is Bush, he was the fixer, that's for sure. All right, it's 10 till.
There's different strokes for different folks. Some people really love the one-on-one of personal training. Some people really like to be a part of a group and work out that kind of energy flowing. If you hook up with my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen, she can offer you both. Ashley has personal training, of course, but with FitU, group workouts every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Call Ashley Bergen for more information. Personal training, group training, call 492-1900, 492-1900.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their pre-show sale going on right now. Order now and save big. When you place a new order, you'll receive 10% off. You'll also find 10 to 30% off on select items throughout the store. Items marked to move before Kent goes to show. Amish Furniture is clearing the floor for all the new furniture that he's ordering. Head over and save 10 to 30% off throughout the store and 10% on all new orders before Kent leaves. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. Find the perfect piece for your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office during the pre-show sale going on right now at Amish Furniture for Generations. But hurry, Ken will be leaving soon. Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center right next door to Tuesday Morning. Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Protect your car and equipment engines with quality fuels from Producers Cooperative. For every gallon of E10 gasoline and low-sulfur diesel fuel from Producers contains a premium additive that fights moisture and improves lubricity. Results mean less downtime and fewer repairs. It's good insurance. Begin your protection today with fuel from Producers. High-performance fuels, quality service, outstanding results. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary.
There are people who grow roses, and there are people who are rose growers. If you'd like to move from the level of producing occasionally fine roses to a position of superiority, we might as well set our goals high, then simply pay attention to a few important details I'll have right after this important message. We are wrapping up the offer on my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar. We have very few copies of the calendar left. You can still save one-third on the calendar when you buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription. That's to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The magazine is written by the finest garden writers in Texas specifically for your Texas landscape and garden. And this Texas Gardening Calendar is my 28th annual. It has more than 10,000 words. That's hundreds and hundreds of bullets that tell you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. I write every word of the calendar, and I know you're going to like it. I take the photos. Your satisfaction with this offer is completely guaranteed. It's just $36.95 for the 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar with all the tips of when to do things and your subscription to our magazine. $36.95. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. So we're going to talk about what it takes to be a rose grower. Roses need sunlight. That's non-negotiable. Plant a rose in the shade and prepare to be disappointed. Full sunlight is best, but a couple of hours of afternoon shade in July is tolerable. It's just you don't want to get very much shade. Roses deserve their own dedicated beds. Truth is, they're not especially attractive during the winter anyway, so it's usually not best to plant them against the house. Use more permanent evergreen shrubs there and put the roses out in the open. They'll not only get more sunlight and better air circulation, but you'll also be able to work them from all sides, a huge benefit to the roses and to you. Good soils are also important. Roses need 14 to 16 inches of well-prepared garden loam, especially the modern roses. Since perfect drainage is also critical, it's probably easiest to plant your roses in raised beds. Remove the top inch or two of sod and then rototill the existing soil 8 inches deep. Add 4 to 5 inches of sandy loam topsoil, 3 or 4 inches of brown Canadian peat, an inch or two of pine bark, and compost, and retill the entire bed several times to blend all the new amendments into the existing native soil. You'll end up with a bed that's 10 or 12 inches above the surrounding grade. Either use edging stones along the perimeter or feather it down to the ground level at the outside boundaries. Do your homework before you start buying roses. Know the specific varieties you'd like. A lot of people go for the All-America selections. Maybe you have favorite types that you want. I'm going to step right in now and kind of change the course of the rest of this discussion. You need to be thinking about what are the most durable of all the roses. And my friends at Texas A&M, especially my friend Dr. Steve George with Texas A&M, have done heroic research on roses. I just gave you great detail about bed preparation. If you want roses that are easier to maintain, you might want to be looking for earth kind roses. There are more than 20 varieties, and these are not varieties that Texas A&M has produced. These are varieties that Texas A&M has identified as being the bulletproof roses of Texas. These are the ones that have minimum maintenance requirements. Most of them are old roses, antique roses. Your nurseryman will know what we're talking about, earth kind roses. So unless you just have to have some modern rose because of some unusual color or shape of the bud or something, you might want to go with earth kind roses. Many of them can be used in place of shrubs. They grow naturally into wonderful forms. I'm Neil Sperry, making the most of spring color in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take a first look at your sports. It is 6:56, and, of course, it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, an official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Signing day 2011 has come and gone, and Texas A&M signed a class of 22, 18 freshmen and 4 junior college transfers. 5 of the 22 are midterm enrollees. And Coach Mike Sherman, as you will hear, says that that gives them a leg up because they'll be able to go through spring drills in March. Here's Mike Sherman from yesterday.
This class is one that I thought we addressed the needs that we had to have addressed specifically. Since we went to the 3-4 defense, and even when we got here, we were a little light on linebackers, but I felt like we were able to address some of the needs at linebacker. We have quite a few in that group that will play for us this year. And when you go to the 3-4 and you add the extra linebacker, it really stretches you. And I think in the bowl game, you could see that when Mike Hodges went down, we were stretched a little bit at that point. So we addressed the linebacker need, and the other need for us was a defensive back, just to get more support on the back end. We have quite a few guys that we played as freshmen my first year here, and we need to develop some future defensive backs. We have 5 players who are currently enrolled in school and doing quite well, and they'll participate in spring ball. I think as we continue on through the process, one thing I've learned is now that you were dealing with juniors at an earlier time, we encourage them, if at all possible, to graduate early and hopefully get enrolled at midterm and be a part of spring ball, because it does accelerate that process.
The class included 1 quarterback, 1 running back, 6 linebackers, 5 defensive backs, 3 offensive linemen, 2 wide receivers, 2 defensive linemen, a kicker, and a punter. One of the more bizarre signing day stories got pretty widespread national media attention yesterday. Louisiana defensive back Floyd Raven says that his mom was just trying to help when she filled out and signed his name to a letter of intent and faxed it to the University of Mississippi. Ole Miss people could not read it well enough and contacted Floyd and asked him to resend it. Problem is, Floyd never sent it because he was about to send his letter of intent to Texas A&M, despite his mother's wishes and indeed efforts to make him a Rebel. Ole Miss coach Houston Nutt issued a statement acknowledging that they had not received an authentic letter from Raven and that they wanted only players who wanted to be there. Late yesterday, the compliance people at A&M and Ole Miss got together on the phone and agreed that the letter sent to A&M was the proper one to send on to the Big 12 office and the National Letter of Intent office. Mike Sherman later issued a statement not addressing the confusion, but simply saying, "We're pleased to have Floyd in our program. He has good size for a corner and has excellent coverage skills." Few A&M Consolidated Tigers and one Brian Viking signed yesterday. Viking cornerback Joseph Bryant signed with Utah. Five A&M Consolidated Tigers signed letters of intent. Chris Nuttall will go to Texas State and join Dennis and Brad Franchoni there. Ernest Payton signed with both Navarro Junior College and Missouri as a double signee. Fullback Clinton Banks with Trinity Valley Junior College. Defensive back Chris Caesar with West Texas A&M. And fullback C.J. Goodman with Mary Harden Baylor. That's your first look at sports. More next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, thanks, Tom. High of 31 today. Low tonight, 22 with an 80% chance of snow. It's 24 now. WTAW, College Station Bryan at 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. At least 5 people dead, more than 800 hurt, and now the Egyptian army stepping in to stop the fighting in Tahrir Square in Cairo. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley's there.
Egypt's prime minister has issued an apology for the attacks by leading loyalists against anti-government protesters, vowing to investigate and find those responsible, calling it a blatant mistake, neither logical nor rational. That message not filtering down to the street, where the standoff continues here. The battle continues between anti-government protesters who have fought all night, pushing the pro-Mubarak protesters back block by block. They've now barricaded the street with metal sheeting as a defense line next to the Egyptian Museum. In Cairo, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
The United Nations now evacuating 350 employees from Egypt. There might be a few prayers for Egypt this morning at the National Prayer Breakfast. It's an annual event in D.C. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The National Prayer Breakfast has been an attempt going back about 6 decades to bring the nation's political leaders together in prayer. But it will also highlight divisions, like the president's success in repealing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays in the military, as well as his statement recently that his opposition to allowing homosexuals to marry is evolving. Meanwhile, gay rights groups are protesting outside, accusing evangelicals of stoking hatred towards homosexuals in Africa. Later today, the president travels to Pennsylvania, where he will urge businesses to become more energy efficient. Chris?
Mike, one of the most powerful storms in Australia's history has come and gone.
Terrible. Terrible. Never seen anything like it in my life.
Olga Crichton lives in Tully, Australia. No deaths reported from Cyclone Yasi somehow, but some small towns are pretty much destroyed, with thousands of homes uninhabitable for now. One of the country's population growth in the last decade, 85% of it minority, mostly Hispanic, according to the latest census figures. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable.
Call now, 1-800-876-7556. 1-800-876-7556.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Do you feel like your marriage just isn't what it used to be? Do you want to transform your tired marriage into one filled with love and respect? Here's help for you. The Sacred Marriage Conference on Friday, February 11th and Saturday, February 12th at Central Baptist Church. Hear best-selling author and international speaker Gary Thomas. To register, call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org. Learn how to build a better marriage at the Sacred Marriage Conference on February 11th and 12th. Call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org.
Based on the steam pouring out of your ears, your man is rather forgetful. Let's listen in.
I blew it, honey. I forgot I offered our house for the big game tonight. Kickoff's in an hour. Everyone's on their way and we've got nothing. Quick, turn off the lights and don't answer the door.
Sounds like the big guy needs a pep talk. Leave the lights on so he can take notes. Specs has over 300 different brands of beer, dozens of meat-laden party trays, sweets, salsas, chips, and even flatware. Yes, it is impressive.
Hello, Angel. Speaking of heaven, I just left Specs where I got everything I'll need for the football party I so thoroughly planned for. I even saved enough to book that Mediterranean cruise you've always wanted.
How wonderfully excessive. Luckily, Specs makes it so easy to relax, you might actually enjoy his company. You're welcome. Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 24 degrees right now at the studios, 31 for a high today with wind chills between 5 and 15 degrees. And snow tonight, 80% chance of it, but the accumulation is very small, only 1 to 2 inches tonight, about another half inch tomorrow. So right now, the National Weather Service predicting only a total accumulations of about 2 to 3 inches over the next 36 hours or so, which means probably not going to affect us that much. Certainly nothing we haven't seen before, and life continued on as it normally does. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says the rolling outages yesterday were not caused by excess consumption. He says he's frustrated that power plant problems led to the brownouts. Broken water lines shut down two plants, Oak Grove near Franklin and Sand Hill near Austin. Public Utility Commission spokesman Terry Hadley says there were problems of some kind at 50 plants in all.
Sometimes it can be a fuel supply issue, for instance, for a natural gas plant. It could also be a maintenance issue.
Another common issue was backup plants powered by natural gas having trouble getting started in the cold weather. Dewhurst says the demand placed on the Texas grid was nowhere near peak capacity. What did College Station schools do with the power off yesterday? CSISD's Chuck Linwinkle says it was pretty much business as usual because most school rooms have windows.
Honestly, just because the lights went out, nothing really changed. I mean, they were still having class in most all the classrooms because there's plenty of light coming in from outside, plus the battery-operated light. You know, there were some issues on some campuses where lunch was being served during the blackouts, but basically it's just you change times of when lunch happened. And so for the most part, everything went as planned and everything went smoothly today.
With snow in the forecast, Glenn Winkle invited parents and students to go to CSISD's website and Facebook page for the latest information. Brian ISD will update via their webpage as well. Texas A&M University officials say they didn't have to worry about the rolling brownouts yesterday. Staff did have problems with steam production that heat some of the buildings. A&M officials say they were told by BTU, that's the university's primary power supplier, there would be no outages on campus unless conditions changed. BTU did include Blinn College and Bryan schools in the rotating outages. More than 60 representing the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce are back following a two-day trip to the state capitol. Chamber President Royce Hickman says they communicated five priorities.
We were asking for them to maintain funding and education, for instance. We were asking for them to provide some opportunities for the biomed corridor to develop, which would bring jobs and money from the federal government into our state. And there were a lot of things that were on our agenda that not only benefited Bryan College Station, but in some cases even more so benefited the state.
The chamber group met with all state lawmakers and or members of their staffs. You can hear more from Royce on our website. Go to the interview page of WTAW.com. Same day, dozens were at the Capitol asking for budget-cutting restraint. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
Dozens testify against cuts that would affect kids, the disabled, and the elderly.
So I'm here to tell you, I'm mad as hell.
If these services disappear, these kids and young adults are going to disappear.
Without the DARS program providing
services, I could not afford to have all three girls in the program.
There were lots of children in the room, too. One person testifying she brought her child to put a face on the cuts lawmakers are considering. Public testimony is scheduled to resume today on the Health and Human Services budget.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's been 3 weeks since a fire in downtown Bryan destroyed Court's Saddlery at 23rd and Main. Fire Marshal William Bowse says they've worked with the owners on the investigation and are also inspecting temporary quarters for the longtime business.
We have worked with the Courts, Kathy and Jimmy, to get them, help them get some places set up out at Caraba where they can set some of their machines up and work out there and get their business going again. From the inspection side of our work to help them get set up. The investigation, like I said, is ongoing, and we haven't made a final determination on that yet.
Val says the fire investigation was hampered by multiple remodelings of the structure. And the parents of a U.S. Marine killed in Afghanistan are adopting the bomb-sniffing dog who the military says loyally rushed to their son's side when he was fatally shot. Daryl and Kathy Rusk are expected to take home Eli today. The Black Labrador Retriever is being retired from military service following the death of Private First Class Colton Rusk. The 20-year-old Texan died in December during a gun battle with the Taliban. Rusk was the handler for Eli, who is trained to sniff out explosives. After their son was killed in combat, the Rusks asked the military if they could adopt the dog. WTAW News Time, 7:10, 24 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zorneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zorneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Hey, it's 7-Eleven. You know, for more than 60 years, Acme Glass has been helping people out when they need glass and want glass, and that's certainly a big part of the reason that a lot of folks just think of Acme first. But the thing is, Acme understands new people always moving to town. They need to make sure they understand that Acme Glass has been here historically for a long time and can do whatever they need as far as glass is concerned, but also for the regular customers who they've had over the years. Understand that Acme Glass does what they need to make sure that you are a satisfied customer. We had to get some glass replaced at the store about a few weeks ago. A couple of months ago, actually. Well, you know, made the call at 8 in the morning. It is installed. It's done. Everything is finished up before noon. And that's really pretty amazing. They were able to get there, take care of it, and at a great price. But most especially, they responded quickly and got the work done. That's what you want. If you need to get glass replaced, it's important because quite often there's safety issues sometimes and security issues or both. And Acme Glass understands that. So when you need glass or you want glass, for more than 60 years, the default company has been Acme Glass, and they continue to do that for you. So give them a call or stop in and see them. They're located on Main Street in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
7:12, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Got some weather for you. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Considerable cloudiness working its way across the area today. So are some cold temperatures as Arctic air remains in the central United States. Our daytime highs today only 30 to 35. Snow develops tonight. It should be light. Lows near 25. Snow ends tomorrow, 35. An inch or two may fall, especially on grassy surfaces. Clear tomorrow night, 20 to 25. It's going to be sunny on Saturday, and that should translate into warmer readings. High Saturday around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It was too cold in Dallas even for Green Bay and Pittsburgh players. That's how cold it was, and they both moved indoors for their practices yesterday. We'll talk a little bit about that. Of course, we'll wrap up signing day 2011, talk about Texas A&M's class, or actually Mike Sherman. You'll hear him talk about it. We got that and more coming up in sports.
So Pittsburgh goes over to the TCU indoor facility to practice while Green Bay is slumming it at the Highland Park High School indoor facility.
I bet that's a nice place.
That's our old buddy Randy Allen.
Yeah.
Randy used to be here.
I don't think they had the indoor facility when Randy
was there.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it was a stipulation for him to go to work there. But
they had a lot of nice things for the time, but yeah.
Doesn't Ross Perot live in that area, kind of? I mean, that whole Robin Hood thing that every school ought to have an indoor football practice facility?
Now, that might have been built with private money.
That's true. Oh, yeah. I understand. Absolutely.
Because they got a lot of it.
Yes, they do. I guarantee you they got a PTO. They got a PTO that many people would like.
Their catered affairs don't have paper plates.
No, they don't. Yeah, there you go.
I remember when I lived there driving down Mockingbird Lane and that big stone wall that went all the way down Mockingbird Lane. You knew you were in Highland Park.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to have to look out and see you driving down Mockingbird Lane.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Well, they didn't want to see the riffraff out there.
And it is kind of interesting because coming up tomorrow, the College Station Education Foundation is having a deal called 50 Men Who Can Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Highland Park could do one that just says 50 Men Who Can. ..
Or who can, but we'll pay someone else to do it.
Well, or can't 50, do anything. What?
50 men who can order nice food.
Well, yeah, right. No. I mean, beyond that. 50 men who can write a $250,000 check. 50 men who can, you know, donate a brand new SUV. 50 men who can, whatever.
How many? 50 men who could change the oil?
I don't know about that, but. Something like that. Anyhow, there's the pro team working out the high school stadium.
By the way, you'll be well. I know, and Scott, you'll be relieved.
Yeah.
To find out that the Rolling Brownouts exempt from this because you know emergency agencies are exempt,
sure.
And one of the exemptions is Cowboy Stadium.
Well, I had heard that the Dallas Convention Center because that was Super Bowl Central. Had to have power because they're 24/7 after all.
That's where the NFL experience is.
Yeah, well, that and I think just anything else, if there's any other issues, like someone has parked their car in my place.
Uh-huh.
I do remember, and again, when was the Super Bowl in Houston? When did they have that in Reliant?
It was 38, so that's what, 7 years ago?
Yeah, 7 years ago. Yeah. I remember I was down there and you're driving by Remember the Astrodome? I don't know if you remember this place called the Astrodome.
Yeah, a big round thing.
It was.
Yeah, it's an ashtray with a roof on top.
Pretty much it.
Or an upside-down ashtray on top of something.
Yeah, them too. I remember driving by on 610, and there, as far as the eye can see, it was like the week before Super Bowl people got there. As far as you could see, there were nothing but Escalades out there, just everywhere, because those were the courtesy cars,
right?
Just to run around in while you were there. Hello?
Yes, Highland Park's got the 50 men who can drill for oil.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
50 men who can have an IPO. Yeah, there's... Yeah, I like that. All right, a routine dental cleaning went south when the patient swallowed the dental tool.
Oh, dear goodness, not the hook.
God,
the hook or the little apparatus? Does it matter?
No, I mean, it doesn't matter.
How'd the hygienist let go of it?
I'm not
sure. She got those rubber gloves on, you know.
Maybe she sneezed.
Whoops.
It all happened in Sweden.
Oh.
When an unidentified patient came in for the teeth cleaning.
It's one of those stories that's accompanied by the phrase, million to one shot, Doc.
Yeah, really. In West Virginia, this would have been a tooth cleaning, but here, nonetheless. The end of the dentist drill came loose, and the drill bit fell into the patient's mouth. An X-ray revealed the bit ended up in the person's stomach. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it passed.
Glad that didn't go down the wrong way.
Well, it partially passed.
Well, it will pass.
Patient didn't feel any pain.
Exactly.
Patient will.
Finish that sentence, Scott, with a yet.
They decided to let nature take its course.
Boy, this might be worse than a stone, you know?
Now, my question is, did they allow the patient to kind of voice their opinion as to whether nature should take its course?
You want me to do what?
No.
You talk about performance anxiety.
No, I don't want to do that. That's not good. Oh.
Because, you know, they got a procedure where they can go in there and bust those stones up.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if they can bust up a dental drill.
I don't think you can sit there and get a, you know, get any sound waves to do that.
They could. You just probably wouldn't survive it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, here's another new study. It's another new study at whether going to a traditional college is necessarily the best idea for many students. The thing that's kind of interesting is the study comes from Harvard. The Pathways to Prosperity study highlights the need for a better overall attempt at getting young folks ready for careers in adulthood, an aspect of education that many say have fallen by the wayside in recent years. I could just see Harvard doing it. No, you go ahead and put the vest on and the buttons are in the front. Make sure the name badge is either on the left or right side, but facing outward.
By the way, you saying that, I get home for lunch yesterday and I just turn on the TV and had been watching Comedy Central, I guess, when I went to bed the night before, and no one had turned on the TV since then, so it was still on.
And like Chase wouldn't have watched Comedy Central. Some evil spirit changed it to Comedy Central or whatever.
Anyway, yeah. Colbert was on, and he had a VP from Walmart on.
Oh.
And so he brings him out, and you don't see it on the camera shot, but he brings the guy out, and when the guy comes out, there's an old man standing between him and Colbert. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the Colbert Report.
Outstanding.
He's got the vest on and everything.
Oh, that's great. Outstanding, yeah. I happened to be in a Big Blue Atorium yesterday,
uh-huh.
and they did. They had that person standing there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in the jacket going, welcome. Yeah. Okay.
You can't be doing that to some, you know, septuagenarian, man. That's got to violate some law or something.
Just saying that. Okay, honestly.
All thin-blooded and everything.
Here we are in the internet age. Does anybody really need the yellow pages anymore? So if the legislation is adopted, San Francisco, of course, will become the first city in the nation to ban the unsolicited distribution of yellow pages. Okay? Now, we know what happens. They get dropped there near our mailbox or something like that. And if I leave it there long enough, it gets washed into the ditch. But nonetheless, these are dropped off pretty much at everybody's house or here at the office. I don't know. They bring us
110 billion.
Yeah, this pillar of salt, if you will, that looks like it's a stack of phone books. And they're the littler phone books. But anyway, they are sponsoring a bill that actually, they say, since these end up unopened and off in the recycling bin, San Francisco wants to go green. The city, of course, has already banned plastic bags. We told you about that. But they really will. They will make it illegal for you to drop these off.
Huh.
Now, Seattle was the first city to introduce the opt-out provision so that customers could stop the unsolicited phone book deliveries. San Francisco is kind of doing that in opposite. Distributors cannot distribute the book unless you ask for it.
You know, well, I don't like that, but I wish we had an opt-out because, you know, I got no use for it.
Yeah. I'm getting to where I hate phone books. Remember when you used to be so excited when the new phone book would come out?
I stand
the new phone books.
Yeah. It was like a Steve Martin moment. I mean, it was, you know, you'd look to see if your name was in there and everything was
well,
right. There I am.
A Steve Martin moment. Yeah, from The Jerk.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. But now, you know, you're looking for a company and you're looking in the residential section. Well, you can't. Oh, here's the business section. And if there's yellow pages, if you hadn't bought a full page ad, you're gonna play heck finding. And in the yellow pages, because it's going to be buried somewhere.
Well, there's this goggle thing, too, which seems to be working. Seems to catch on.
Yeah, well, see, that's why I hate phone books.
Now, if you use the online version of the yellow pages, there's the same information you'll find in the printed pages, but again, there's so many different ways to get that information now.
Yeah, if you're looking for a phone number, even in town, you can Google the name of the company and the zip code, and usually it'll pop right up.
Hello?
Hey, I heard your story earlier about the cause for the rolling blackout, but I didn't hear. Is that expected to continue today and through the rest of the week, or do we know?
It could possibly continue today. It just depends on how demand is, because the curtailment yesterday was not based on demand. It was based on problems at power plants. Well, it's almost becomes a chicken egg problem then today. If those plants are still having problems, they can't provide the necessary electricity to keep the grid stable, and therefore more curtailments could be needed. So.
But pretty well it's an addressable problem, and so from that standpoint, they got to work on it quickly yesterday. Hello?
Hey, you talking about somebody that's cold. What about the guy out there on Briarcliff for the
for the insurance.
Yeah, that's your Liberty guy.
You ain't kidding, buddy.
Oh, man.
Well, the guys that are, you know, advertising the furniture store, it's been going out of business for 9 years now.
Well, see, and they don't jump around as much.
No. Not in this weather, they don't.
Man.
Well, I saw the Statue of Liberty guy out in the pouring rain a couple of weeks ago. He was jumping around a lot.
Well, once again, life choices. Hey, here, 24 after. Good news here. Coffee drinking makes you smarter.
Well, duh.
Excuse me. Bad news, it only works for women.
Crap, I really wish I'd let you finish that.
For men, drinking caffeinated...
Well, found out Chase is a woman.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tom. I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah.
For men...
Tom obviously thinks I'm smart.
Yeah. Well, meet my backhand.
Doesn't matter if he thinks I have an extra X chromosome.
For men, drinking the caffeinated coffee impaired their ability to solve a puzzle.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Pat, I'd like to solve the puzzle.
How about a Barnes root beer? I just downed one.
Yeah, the British study claims that coffee...
Oh, this is just in Britain, man. They got bad teeth and they drink tea.
There you go.
I don't believe it.
God, well, you're a Brit woman now.
Well, see,
aren't
that's the deal.
Bad teeth.
That's it. They're probably trying to drive a coffee market into Great Britain because, you know, the tea is taking up the market share. They're trying to do that. They said that coffee speeds up a woman's brain power, but it makes men mentally slower. So, there you go. Just saying. Hello.
You know, that Statue of Liberty guy ain't moved in 35 minutes. If he's going to freeze to death, somebody go tell him to hold his right hand up in the air.
Yeah. That's right. Right. That guy's got to stay in character, right?
Yeah, if you're going to do it, that's right. If you're getting paid for the gig, you need to look the part.
By the way, hold that notebook under your other arm. Okay.
Dying on the job is not an exemption.
That's right. And the points on the crown are drooping. It's not looking good. Yeah.
Have the kids gone off to college? Are you making room for a new baby? Or are you just tired of looking at the same old kitchen and bathroom for the last 15 years? If you are ready to make the change, call the Marriott Group. Hi, this is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for 33 years. We use the same superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials when remodeling your home as we do when building a new one. Call the Marriott Group today and get your change started. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley for 5 years.
Hello, I'm Coach Harblenberger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Joining me today is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater.
What's up, Coach?
You came out passing on the first play yesterday, LaBrill.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans.
That you have a howitzer for an arm?
No, man. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill do his thing while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk yahoo in an SUV doesn't blindside him on his way home.
Oh, this is pretty serious, then.
You feeling me? I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Okay, we'll be back with LaBrill right after this.
They just live there.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Pass, baby, pass. LaBrill knows you can do it.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, good morning. It's 727, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for 30 years to help your business. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. That's 775-2-WAY. 31's the high today under cloudy skies. North winds at about 10 to 15. Tonight, an 80% chance of snow, accumulations of 1 to 2 inches and a low of 22. Then tomorrow, a 50-50 chance of snow, and 35 will be our high. We'll freeze again tomorrow night at 24. Then it's nice on Saturday, 54, down to about freezing on Saturday night and Sunday. Sunny skies and a high of 60. Right now, humidity's 60%, 14-mile-an-hour winds, a chill factor of 12, overcast skies, and we still are at 24.
Squish is not a sound your carpet should make. With traditional carpet cleaning methods, there's a good chance you'll experience overwetting. ChemDry's revolutionary carbonating cleaning system makes your carpet sparkling clean and back in use in only 1 or 2 hours. Prolong the life of your carpet. Enjoy a healthier home by using ChemDry's HCE process. Green Seal certified and virtually residue-free, resulting in less frequent cleanings. Experience superior carpet cleaning without harsh chemicals. Call Kim Dry of Brazos County at 776-9833.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When asked about the constitutionality of Obamacare last year, Nancy Pelosi responded with scorn. Are you serious? Are you serious? Fast forward to a new Republican majority. When House Republicans voted to repeal Obamacare, Senate Democrats and the White House sneered. The Obama spokesman, Robert Phibbs, said the vote in the House was not a serious legislative effort, predicted it would go nowhere. Dingy Harry insisted there wouldn't even be a vote in the Senate. And now what a difference a federal judge makes. Now with Obamacare ruled unconstitutional, the Democrats are singing a different tune. Chuck U. Schumer rushed to reassure reporters Obamacare can survive a vote. Dick Turbin promised that the Judiciary Committee would hold hearings on the constitutionality of Obamacare. Should have done that before you passed the law, Dick. Think about that. Dingy Harry trying to resell the plan, claiming Democrats put patients in control of their health care while repealing Obamacare would put insurance companies back in charge. Total BS. Democrats put the federal government in charge of health care, but he knows it. And they know how awful it is, which is why they're granting waivers to their union buddies and favorite interest groups. Senate Democrats also know that most Americans still want Obamacare repealed, as do all 47 Senate Republicans. They know in 2012 they have to defend over 20 seats, and if the appeals process consumes this year, the Supreme Court might take the case during the presidential election season. The bottom line, Democrats are in full panic mode, and they deserve to be.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable.
Call now, 1-800-876-7556. 1-800-876-7556.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
Are you a business owner looking to offer your employees better benefits or more affordable options? AMCO Insurance is a leader in helping businesses find the best solutions for group health insurance and employee benefits. Our team will put together a comprehensive plan so you can attract the best employees and reduce your health insurance and benefit costs. We've been helping Texas businesses for over 135 years. For peace of mind and better benefit solutions, call AMCO today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 732, 24 degrees right now at the studios, 31 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Officials say rolling power outages across more than three-fourths of the Lone Star State could resume if Texans don't turn down their thermostats and curb electricity use. The electricity demand in the state's largest power grid is expected to set a new winter record today. ERCOT implemented outages yesterday of 15 to 45 minutes in neighborhoods across Texas during an eight-hour period Wednesday. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says the outages were the result of problems at several power plants and not related to demand. While the state has suspended those outages, at least for now, Terry Hadley of the Public Utility Commission says conservation is essential.
There is a need for folks to conserve. We're going to have high demand with this colder than normal weather.
Dewhurst says he was told broken water pipes at two plants, including Oak Grove near Franklin and Sand Hill near Austin, forced them to cut electricity production. In addition, natural gas power plants that should have provided backup had difficulty starting because of low pressure in the supply lines, also caused by the cold weather. As far as increased demand, we do expect it because tonight's low back down to about 22 and chances of snow in the forecast here in central Texas. Farther north, it will be much, much worse. Overall accumulation in our area only expected to be about 2 to 3 inches of snow on the ground. Wednesday's rolling outages had no impact in the College Station School District. Spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says most of the district's classrooms have windows, so natural light with battery-powered backups were used. In addition to cold temperatures, Glenwinkle says the district is monitoring the forecast.
Safety is our number one priority at College Station ISD, and we won't do anything that would put our students in harm's way. We're monitoring the weather. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/CSISD, our website, CSISD.org. There's a chance, as everyone knows, for some wintry weather, wintry precipitation Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, Friday morning.
Texas A&M so far has not been affected by rolling outages. Campus officials say they were told by their primary power supplier, BTU, there would be no outages on campus unless conditions changed. BTU did include Bryan Public Schools and Blinn College in the rolling brownouts. A&M's utility operation has had some problems with producing steam, which heats some campus buildings. Repair crews have been addressing those problems. When the state legislature is in session, volunteers and staff from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce meet with lawmakers. Chamber President Royce Hickman says the two-day trip this early in the session allows for follow-up opportunities.
What we will do is then be in touch with them as bills are introduced, and we can say, you know, when we were there, we visited on this issue. Senate Bill number, 125 is the one that we are in favor of you passing to accomplish this. And I think that's going to be the key, is to have some follow-up with these folks.
Hickman says this year's group of more than 60 met with all lawmakers and or members of their staffs.
There's people up here all the time talking about what their opinion is on issues. And if we're not here, then it's the other opinion that's going to win out by default. So it's very important for us to be here and to get the opinion of the citizens of our community, and particularly the business community, across to the elected officials.
You can hear more from Royce on our website. Just go to the interview page of WTAW.com. The Rio Grande Valley missionary whose wife was killed in an attack by Mexican drug cartel members is speaking out about his loss.
Sam Davis says he and his wife Nancy shared the same passions, a love for God and helping others. He talked with KRGV about the risks of traveling south of the border.
We agreed together and decided that if we ever run into a situation where it looked like they were going to take us, that we were not going to stop.
And they didn't. They sped through three roadblocks. Gunmen opened fire, hitting Nancy in the head. Despite his loss, Davis says that he still plans to return to Mexico to continue his missionary work. Doug Helton, TSNU.
And investigators are still working on the cause of the January 9th fire in downtown Bryan that destroyed Court's saddlery. Fire Marshal William Bouse says there have been multiple obstacles in their investigation.
That was a very large building. It's also a very old building. And it's had significant fire damage to a great part of it. The weather played a role. The amount of fire did a lot of damage. Unfortunately, we also had to take down part of the structure for safety, and some of that falls in on what you'd like to investigate, and that complicates the issue.
Still no word on a cause, but the Court family is working to relocate. Their website indicates they're working on preparing buildings to fill orders that have come in since the fire. The owners are also looking for memorabilia, including old Bryan leather and Court's catalogs, to replace what was lost in the fire. WTAW News Time is 7:37, 24 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Number one, it's a position you have to earn. St. Joseph knows. After being assessed side by side with every hospital in the nation by Health Grades, St. Joseph has been awarded the number one ranking in Texas for orthopedic surgery. For St. Joseph, it means never resting to be the best. For you, it means you could go anywhere in Texas and not find a higher-ranked orthopedic surgery hospital. Close to home, number one ranking. That's the St. Joseph difference.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Believe it or not, we actually have some snow in the forecast. Does look like we may see a light snowfall here tonight and into Friday. Warmer weather trying to push back in and may be accompanied by some precipitation. Clouds for today were cold, 30 to 35. Light snow possible tonight, lows near 25. Any light snow will end tomorrow, 35. Could see an inch or two, mainly on grassy surfaces. Clearing tomorrow night, 20 to 25. Sunny Saturday and warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yesterday was signing day, the day that whether it was successful or not probably won't be found out for another couple of years or so. We'll talk about the Aggie class. Mike Sherman will, at least. And five A&M Consolidated Tigers and one Brian Viking signed yesterday, too. That and more coming up in sports.
All right, put that coffee down. Put that coffee down,
well,
guys.
But it makes you smarter.
It makes you stupid.
Makes you smarter with bad teeth or something.
If you're a lady, it makes you smarter.
Lady.
Hey, lady. If it's a guy, it makes you stupider.
Wow,
so.
Both of us got annoyed.
It's terrible.
You embarrassed Jerry Lewis on that one.
Yeah. He's sitting there going, what in the world?
So the College Station top cop here in about a half an hour, Jeffrey Capps, to check and make sure that license and registration in order and everything's okay. You boys okay on that?
When I was in Nebraska most recently, I got stopped. And not for speeding, but for actually going too slow. They thought that I might be drunk because I was going too slow because I was kind of lost. So anyway, that's not the story. The story is that the guy...
Oh, I don't know. We can stop go ahead. That's all right.
No, the guy asked me for my license, my insurance, and my registration.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I tried to explain to him that, you know, as my license plate said, I was from Texas. And in Texas, we were not required to carry our registration with us, that we have these little stickers in the window.
Did you add with defiance, in the independent nation of Texas?
Right.
And he tried to tell me Texas law and say, no, that's not right. Everybody is supposed to carry their registration with them.
It's on your windshield.
And I know, but he wouldn't go for that. He didn't. Understand. So
as he cuffed you, as he slammed you against the car and cuffed you.
No, I didn't get
it.
No, I didn't get a ticket. Didn't get a warning. I was going like 30 and a 50.
I was going to say, he figured out you were sober, so he let you go.
That's the reason he stopped me, and I was okay with that because you never know. You know, I had grandkids with me and all that. No, I was just trying to get my bearings and find out where I was and if I was on the right road or not because I was in a strange area. But anyway, I had to convince him that I really didn't need my registration. So.
Uh-huh.
There.
Yeah.
That's the end of that story.
He says, I'm 10-8 after talking to the old guy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dispatch, you're going to go and roll me another unit out here. I think we got a belligerent one.
We got an old belligerent one.
Yeah. Find out if these kids are really his or not. Yeah.
I need to look at a mental commitment here.
7:42.
No, I think I just bored him to death and he left. Yeah.
Sir, are you done?
It's cold out here.
All right. Yeah, it was. It was snowing.
Helicopter pilot.
If I say okay, will you be quiet so we can both leave?
Yeah. A helicopter pilot snapped a rather frightening picture, flew over a coast in Florida over the weekend. Daily Mail says the pilot, Steve Irwin, not that guy because he's dead, spotted more than 100,000 sharks.
Crikey.
About 100 yards off the coast of Fort Lauderdale. The pilot and fishermen said there were so many of the predators in the water that they spanned a 20-mile stretch. The spinner sharks were even seen congregating near groups of human beings.
Oh, how was it that children weren't eaten, Scott?
I'm not sure. Thank goodness Roy Scheider was out there to protect us.
No, he's dead, too.
I know, that's true. It's common to see large predatory sharks come in and feed on schools of bait fish. He said the odd thing is he didn't see any bait fish. Well, they must have done a good job then. Got rid of them all. All right, here we go. Here's our little internet lesson for today. The internet is running out of new addresses. It's going to happen sometime this week. The group that oversees the internet addresses is expected to give out the last batch of what we call IPs. That's the Internet Protocol Address. That's those numbers that everybody's got. It's kind of like your address, okay? You get a letter because that's your address. Well, this is the same thing except it's in the computer. Do you know what the IP is from Bookface? Do you know, by the way? Because I've got it right here.
Is it 2.7?
No, it's 66.220.149.32. Those are the numbers that we're running out of those things. Yeah,
oh.
So there.
Oh, you said IP. I was thinking IPO.
So. I got you. So according to the Wall Street Journal, they've got this new system that's ready to go in place. What we do is we do the IP version 4 right now. They're going to go to IP version 6. I'm wondering what happened to IP version 5. Did that one just not... Was it kind of like WD-39? It wasn't quite there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
Formula 408.
Yeah, exactly. The switch to the IP version 6 is going to happen, but the problem is a lot of businesses who have IP addresses in the current system aren't going to be ready for version 6. So sometime in June, they're going to try it out, and I guess that's when the world ends. Oh, no, it's 2012 when the world ends, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen because we won't be able to go to Internet to an IP version 6 address than the calendar that, who was it, the Inca's got?
Mayans.
Yeah. Okay, Inca, Mayan, they're all the same. Right? So here's...
Wow.
Oh!
I'm sure the anthropology community at Texas A&M would disagree with
that. Yeah, they probably would.
On any number of things, but specifically that.
Today is the... this is the beginning of the year of the bunny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is bunny year.
Ah.
If Hefner?
No. Year of the Chinese New Year. It's the year of the wabbit. And so there you go. That starts today. So celebrate that as you see fit. The red swimsuit worn by Farrah Fawcett being donated to the Smithsonian Institute, along with some other memorabilia.
And I think that's great. You and I were talking about that. I think, you know, because especially if it's the one that she was wearing.
Chase is too young.
On the poster.
Oh, no, I'm not.
You know, on the poster, I think, you know, if Archie Bunker's chair should be there, I think that swimsuit.
But I said to Tom, it's not quite the same. How are they going to display it? Because if it's just laying there, you know, that's not good. I was thinking of a model actually walking through the Smithsonian.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, no. That's because that suit is iconic because Farrah wore it. Boy, did she wear it.
Yeah.
Boy, did she wear it.
And so if someone else wears it, or if you put it on a mannequin even, I don't
see. So how are you going to do that? What are you going to do? See, I mean, that's the how would you
properly do it? Like you do it like you would in other museums. You put it on display, and then you show a picture of her wearing it.
Yeah, that's it.
And Tom will never move from it the next time he goes to the Smithsonian.
They'll have a little light. Right.
By the way, Show Observer points out, and I have no idea who this is. It says you are required to have your registration with you.
Uh-oh.
We're in Texas?
Read the paper you get with your registration sticker. Okay. And here's why I'm reading this. We, Texas cops, just don't ask for it unless there appears to be a problem with the registration.
Ah, okay. Well,
so,
I'm gonna
Nebraska boy was dead on, wasn't he?
He was right.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, next year is the year of Elmer Fudd.
Thank you. Wait, I know, Wabbit. I'm sorry. I cut you off. You know, where's the Wabbit? Hello.
Yeah.
Surely Phoebe Cates' red swimsuit can't be too far behind.
Don't call me Shirley. Yeah.
Well, no, she left hers at the pool.
Yeah, stop calling me Shirley.
She did. Very nice. Thank you. Right on schedule.
No, but back to Farrah. She had a well-chronicled and very brave fight with cancer. And like I was telling Scott, she had the gall to die on the same day that Michael Jackson did. So, you know, I'm all for her, you know, getting recognition.
Well, I mean, they can donate the suit all they want to. I don't know that her well-chronicled fight with cancer is any more gallant than anyone else's.
Well, no. But I was making the comparison to Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hello?
He died the same day.
For a more natural display, will the Farrah Fawcett display be pinned to the ceiling?
Thank you. Well, or a closet door, sir, I think would be much more appropriate. But thank you anyway.
Appropriate, but...
Yeah, but it's point Paul taken. Wouldn't have made as much sense.
Point taken.
Some Brazilian legislators have interest as we run away
I'm telling
that.
You.
Some Brazilian legislators have introduced a bill to add the right to pursuit of happiness to the Constitution.
Ah.
Wow. Well, they've already got Carnival, don't they?
Yeah, really.
I mean, you know, they have a good time down there. Okay, so they don't have for what? Are they just starting to read ours? And they go, hey, wait, why don't we do one of those? That'd be cool.
We've got life, liberty, and we need this pursuit of happiness thing.
Yeah, let's do that, hey.
No, I mean, kids. Who's
Yeah, I know. That's true. That's true. That's. But again, and Chase is on the cusp. He's one of those guys who's almost too young to know. But
I don't know. Who's Farrah Fawcett? Perhaps. But I think that picture, whether you know who Farrah Fawcett is or not, I think that picture transcends generations.
Yeah, probably. That's probably true. That's
because how many people, case in point, how many people from you boys' generation would look at a picture of Betty Grable, not necessarily knowing who she is, but seeing that picture of those legs and going, that is a very pretty woman.
Yeah, things are, my goodness. Where are we going to be with 20 years in this conversation? Whose name will be God. In there?
Back in that picture of Katy Perry.
The best full-size deals in the market are only at Sterling Auto Group. Lease the fuel-efficient 2011 GMC Terrain SLE for $279 a month or get 2.9 APR for 36 months plus $1,000 owner loyalty cash. Or lease the 2011 GMC Yukon XL for $429 a month or save up to $5,000 off. Sterling on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
The Super Bowl has a very ugly side, and I'm not just talking about racy commercials. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. While millions of Americans get ready for the big game by planning parties and purchasing big-screen TVs, some real live bad guys are preparing to take advantage of the Super Bowl hype by trafficking children and women as sex slaves. In fact, the Super Bowl has become known as one of the biggest events for human trafficking in the United States. Tens of thousands of children and women were brought into Miami for prostitution in anticipation of last year's Super Bowl. The problem of sex trafficking is already huge in Texas, where this year's big game will be played. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the state may account for 25% of all sex trade, with thousands of women and children trafficked in and through the state every year. Just as tragic that people are selling other people is the fact that so many are buying by using prostitutes or even pornography. Regardless of who wins the Super Bowl, let's make sure it's not the multi-billion-dollar industry that makes victims out of women and children. For ideas about how you can make a difference in the real battle, check out the Stop Child Trafficking Now website or visit our website at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Our place is about to turn into Game Day Central, but this year, I'm ready.
Sam's Club member Paula Rickenstein.
Tasty appetizers, snacks, ice-cold drinks, even 3D HD TVs. All at great savings.
Like a Vizio 42-inch Razer LED 3D television for just $9.97. Plus, join now through February 6th and score a gift card worth up to $25.
Bring it on, game day. I'm putting Sam's Club in.
Learn more at samsclub.com/entertaining. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with Discover, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. So remember, the next time you buy something, use Discover, because it could make you a millionaire. Limitations apply. No purchase or card application necessary. Visit discovergiveaway.com for official rules.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turberville. Let's take one more look at sports. It's 7:52. Well, one quarterback, one running back, six linebackers, five defensive backs, three offensive linemen, two wide receivers, two defensive linemen, one kicker, and one punter. That was the 22 that made up the signing class of 2011 for Texas A&M. Yesterday, head coach Mike Sherman talked about the class.
I'm very excited about this group of men we're bringing in. Did extensive research on our guys, and from a talent and skill level, from character, academics, I think we really hit on some very, very good players that will impact our team. Recruiting class 2 years ago, I think 18 of those guys played. Last year, I think we had 9 freshmen contribute, and I think we'll have 9 freshmen contribute in some capacity with this class as well. Very excited about it. Again, it's nice to come to this day because it ends one chapter. We continue to recruit sophomores and juniors, and it's 365 days a year. The last couple of years, I've learned how to use Facebook and emails, and been very helpful in the process. It's never ending, however. It's constant communication with high school coaches, with parents and players through the assorted means of medium that we use, and it continues. So I think in the old days, I think recruiting, you go, I'm glad that's over with, but it's just beginning again. We've had a couple of junior days already, and have some commitments for the 2012 class that we're excited about, on to another great class coming up this next season.
18 freshmen and 4 junior college transfers made up the 22. Now, one of those freshmen made for kind of a bizarre story yesterday that got nationwide attention. Louisiana defensive back Floyd Raven said that his mom was just trying to help when she filled out and signed his name to a letter of intent and faxed it to the University of Mississippi. Well, the Ole Miss people could not read it well enough and contacted Floyd and asked him to resend it. Problem is, Floyd never sent it because he was about to send his letter of intent to Texas A&M, despite his mother's wishes to make him a Rebel. Ole Miss coach Houston Nutt issued a statement acknowledging that they had not received an authentic letter from Raven and that they wanted only players who wanted to be there. Late yesterday, the compliance people at A&M and Ole Miss got together and agreed that the letter sent to A&M was the proper one to be sent to the National Letter of Intent Office and the Big 12 Office. Mike Sherman later issued a statement not addressing the confusion, but simply saying that we are pleased to have Floyd in our program. In our attacking style of defense, he can be a big asset. Few A&M Consolidated Tigers, one Bryant Viking signed yesterday. Viking quarterback Joseph Bryant signed with Utah. 5 Consol Tigers signed. Chris Nuttall will go to Texas State and join Dennis and Brad Franchoni there. Ernest Payton signed with both Navarro Junior College and Missouri, a double signee. Fullback Clinton Banks with Trinity Valley. Defensive back Chris Caesar with West Texas A&M. And fullback C.J. Goodman with Mary Harden Baylor. Urban Meyer is choosing ESPN over his undefined role at Florida. The Gators' former football coach has severed financial ties with the school to avoid NCAA recruiting violations. Meyer has remained on Florida's payroll since resigning in December. Yesterday, Meyer appeared on ESPNU's day-long signing day coverage and spoke freely about recruits and signees at many schools, including Florida. That would have been an NCAA violation had he been an employee of Florida. For the first time this season, both A&M basketball teams will play on the same day following a loss in the days before. The Aggie women are still ranked 6th in the nation when they go to Lubbock Saturday for a game that they should win, but in a city where history is not on their side. The Lady Raiders have lost 4 in a row since winning 8 straight, but after A&M broke a long Lubbock drought by winning in 07 and 08, they've taken good teams there and lost the last 2 years. Like in any sport, Tech puts it in an extra gear for the Aggies. The game will be at 2 o'clock Saturday at United Spirit Arena. The Aggie men have lost 3 of their last 4, including the shellacking by Texas Monday, and now they host Baylor in a battle of the Brazos. Baylor, an Elite 8 team last year, is 14-7, 4-4 in the Big 12, and have lost 4 out of 6, including last night by 7 at Oklahoma in a game that was delayed a day due to weather concerns. Tip at Reed is at 1 o'clock. And last night in the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks beat the Knicks 113-97, while the Houston Rockets got a 97-96 win over Utah. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville at 757. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You've heard the saying before, more than likely, your home is your biggest investment. For most of us, that is the case. If it is time for you to sell your home, you're ready to upgrade, or you're moving, you want someone that is going to be able to move your home quickly, and not only that, sell it for the most money that you can possibly get. If your home is not paid for, you owe money on it. You want to get as much money out of that property as you possibly can. That's why things like virtual tours can make all the difference. Zweiker & Associates specializes in things like virtual tours. 360 true virtual tours, completely unique to the Bryan-College Station market. It allows potential buyers literally to not only look at your home, but walk through your home, looking around from room to room. Not only that, they're iPhone compatible, allowing potential buyers to tour your home in the palm of their hand. Find out more about virtual tours from Zweiker & Associates to make your home more attractive to a potential buyer. Go to ZARealestate.com. Zweiker & Associates, ZARealestate.com.
Folks that suddenly have so many ways for you to save money, you can bundle and save. Home phone service, only $26 a month when you bundle. You get six of the most popular calling features. Calling features you, in fact, may not even have right now. Plus, you get to keep your same phone number. And what's also good is there are no contracts required for the phone service, really anything that any of the services that you get from Suddenlink. And if it's important for you to be calling Mexico or Canada, they have a North American calling plan for only $25 a month. It gives you 500 minutes a month calling those two areas. Plus, there's Suddenlink high-speed internet for as low as $22 a month, and you can get advanced digital TV for as low as $26 a month when you bundle. And again, because there's no contract involved, it makes it easy. It makes it inexpensive. You can set it up in your budget, and you're ready to go. And as we've told you, video on demand, we talk about the DVR a lot, but video on demand, what a great way for, again, you to be able to choose what you want to watch and when you want to watch it. In fact, the video on demand that you find in HBO is more than you'd be able to get just with HBO. So it's a great value. Get in touch with the folks at Suddenlink. Go to Suddenlink.com and get more details about how bundling can save you money when you go to Suddenlink. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center. It's the College Station Sleep Center. Look for a high today of 31. Tonight, an 80% chance of snow, 22. Tomorrow, 35 with a 50% chance of snow, and it'll freeze tomorrow night. It's 24 right now in the news.
Coming up, we'll tell you about the possibilities of more shutdowns in terms of rolling brownouts. The Chamber of Commerce comes back from a trip to Austin and a touching story of military care.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The Egyptian military creating a buffer zone between pro and anti-government groups in Cairo. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley's there.
Everybody has stayed home today. Nobody's going to work. A teeming city has been reduced to an eerie silence except for sirens and helicopters overhead and the people in Tahrir Square that have been pushing these pro-Mubarak protesters back.
Now the cell phone company Vodafone says Egyptian authorities forced it to send pro-government text messages to users. There are anti-government protests in Yemen as well, thousands in the capital demanding that that president step down. Well, the storm's gone, but the cold remains in much of the country. Live in Chicago, Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Chris, rolling power outages in Texas due to ice this week. Bitter temperatures with wind chills as low as 30 below stretch from Kansas to Wisconsin. Chicago's Lakeshore Drive open again after the blizzard stranded almost 1,000 drivers. The mayor's chief of staff defends his decision not to close the road earlier, saying with no serious injuries or deaths,
we believe we obtained the best possible outcome.
People are now trying to find their towed cars. Worried about roof collapses in the Northeast, homeowners and businesses are being told to remove snow. Chris?
Jen, President Obama addressing the National Prayer Breakfast before heading out of town today. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Washington.
At a time of turmoil around the world and bitterness at home, Democrats and Republicans join together for prayer at the National Prayer Breakfast. It's a tradition every president has participated in going back about 60 years, and the president has just started speaking. Among the speakers, one of the Chilean miners who used prayer to survive their ordeal, and Mark Kelly, the husband of wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Later today, the president heads to State College, Pennsylvania, where he will urge businesses to take steps to become more energy efficient. Chris?
Mike, fewer people applied for unemployment benefits last week, and some strong retail sales reports coming in. Costco and others looking good last month. Target, not so much. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
We live in a rapidly evolving information age, one where a LifeLock membership is increasingly essential. Since last September, LifeLock has sent more than 320,000 advanced LifeLock identity alerts to help protect LifeLock members. They do this to help protect from identity theft before it happens rather than after the fact, like many credit monitoring services do. It's LifeLock's advanced identity alert system that provides the notification once a threat is identified. If somebody tries to open a credit card or mortgage loan or a mobile phone account in your name, when LifeLock detects the application within their extensive network, they alert you. And if you tell them it's fraudulent, they take action to help quash the threat. Now, don't wait to become a victim of identity theft. Make certain LifeLock is at your side 24/7.
Call LifeLock at 1-800-440-4926 and mention promo code RADIO10 to save 10% off your LifeLock membership. That's 1-800-440-4926 or LifeLock.com.
Did you know that in Texas you have the right to get your car, body shop type work, fix wherever you want, that you don't have to go to the preferred shops that an insurance company might suggest? I tell you that because a lot of times an insurance company will tell you that if you take your car to one of their preferred shops, you get a guarantee. Well, Classic Collision Restoration does that as well, because Doug is going to stand behind the work that he does for as long as you own the vehicle. So understand that, first of all. Secondly, because the way I got to know Doug was because of restoration work that he did on a classic car, and certainly they still do that. But Classic Collision does all kinds of body work. Now, if you need a ride after your car has been dropped off at the shop, they can do that for you. If you need help renting your car, Classic can do that for you as well. And also, if you need to have your vehicle towed in, then Classic can handle all of that for you. You get absolutely top-notch work done because, again, in the other part of what Classic Collision does, they put together show-quality paint jobs, and they do that for you. Maybe you've got some rust work that needs to be done. They can do that for you as well. You can get all of that work done at one trip to Classic Collision and Restoration. So give Doug a call, 779-8399. You can find him on Facebook, and also go to aggiebodyshop.com. Classic Collision and Restoration, very straightforward body work, and also work on classic vehicles.
If it's time to remodel your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. Since 1979, Rebath has been manufacturing quality bathroom products. Our shower bases, tubs, and wall surrounds are made from Durabath SSP, a solid surface polymer that is non-porous and very easy to clean. Rebath has over 60 different pattern and color combinations to choose from and comes with a lifetime warranty. We're located now in Bryan College Station. For quality and value for your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. That's 979-260-8000. For safety in the bathroom, convert your tub into a new walk-in shower with grab bars and a seat. Call today, 979-260-8000. Upgrade the look, style, and design with Rebath. For a free estimate, call 979-260-8000. Let Rebath make a difference in your home with quality bathroom remodeling.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, since you hear me talking about half-price books so much, my love of reading can't come as much of a surprise. And these days, I can get books lots of places, even download them on fancy book readers if I want. Although I wouldn't want to relax in a tub with one or leave one on a plane. But I think the best thing about half-price books is that we book lovers get to share what we love with others. Sure, I'll always find some great treasures there, browsing around their ever-changing selection, but Jenny and I always sell them back so others can enjoy them too and pick up other great reads that other folks want to share with us. You've heard of the Circle of Life? Well, Half Price Books provides the Circle of Reading. It's so simple, and it's been that way for 38 years. And the best part? Almost everything's still half price or less. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Find out more at hpb.com.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 24 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 31. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says the rolling power outages were not caused by excess consumption. Instead, Dewhurst says he's frustrated because power plant problems led to the brownouts because of broken water lines that shut down two plants, Oak Grove near Franklin and Sand Hill near Austin. Public Utility Commission spokesman Terry Hadley says there were problems of some kind at 50 plants in all.
Sometimes it can be a fuel supply issue, for instance, for a natural gas plant. It could also be a maintenance issue.
Another common issue is backup plants powered by natural gas having trouble getting started in the cold weather. Dewhurst says the demand placed on the Texas grid was nowhere near peak capacity. What did College Station schools do with power off yesterday? CSISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says it was basically business as usual since most rooms have windows.
Honestly, just because the lights went out, nothing really changed. I mean, they were still having class in most all the classrooms because there's plenty of light coming in from outside, plus the battery-operated light. You know, there were some issues on some campuses where lunch was being served during the blackouts, but basically it's just you change times of when lunch happened. And so for the most part, everything went as planned and everything went smoothly today.
With snow in the forecast, Glenwinkle invited parents and students to follow CSISD on their Facebook page or go to CSISD.org for the latest information. You can also go to BrianISD.org to follow their information. Texas A&M officials say they didn't have to worry about the rolling blackouts, but campus staff did have problems with steam production that heats some buildings. A&M officials say they were told by BTU, that's the university's primary power supplier, that there would be no outages unless conditions changed. BTU did include Blinn College and Bryan Schools in those rotating outages. More than 60 people representing the BCS Chamber of Commerce are back in town following a two-day trip to the state capitol. Chamber President Royce Hickman says they communicated five priorities to Texas lawmakers.
We were asking for them to maintain funding and education, for instance. We were asking for them to provide some opportunities for the biomed corridor to develop, which would bring jobs and money from the federal government into our state. And there were a lot of things that were on our agenda that not only benefited Bryan College Station, but in some cases even more so benefited the state.
The chamber group met with all state lawmakers and or members of their staffs. You can hear more from Royce Hickman on our website. Go to the interview page of WTAW.com. Dozens turned out at the Capitol yesterday asking for budget-cutting restraint. We get more on that from Robert Wood in Austin.
Dozens testify against cuts that would affect kids, the disabled, and the elderly.
So I'm here to tell you I'm mad as hell.
If these services disappear, these kids and young adults are going to disappear.
Without the DARS program providing services, I could not afford to have all three girls in the program.
There were lots of children in the room, too. One person testifying she brought her child to put a face on the cuts lawmakers are considering. Public testimony is scheduled to resume today on the Health and Human Services budget. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's been 3 weeks since a fire in downtown Bryan destroyed Court's Saddlery at 23rd and Main. Fire Marshal William Bowles says they've worked with the owners on the investigation and inspected temporary quarters for the longtime business.
We have worked with the courts, Kathy and Jimmy, to help them get some places set up out at Caraba where they can set some of their machines up and work out there and get their business going again. From the inspection side of our work to help them get set up. The investigation, like I said, is ongoing, and we haven't made a final determination on that yet.
Bowles says the fire investigation was hampered by multiple remodelings of the structure. The parents of a U.S. Marine killed in Afghanistan are adopting the bomb-sniffing dog who the military says loyally rushed to their son's side when he was fatally shot. Daryl and Kathy Rusk are expected to take home Eli today in a ceremony in San Antonio. The Black Labrador Retriever is being retired from military service following the death of Private First Class Colton Rusk. The 20-year-old Texan died in December during a gun battle with the Taliban. Rusk was the handler for Eli, who was trained to sniff out explosives. After their son was killed in combat, the Rusks asked the military if they could adopt the dog. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 24 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, golf professional at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet any Monday through Thursday and play for a buck a hole. That's 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Be sure to mention this Buck a Hole special when you call to make your tee time. Call Blue Bonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207. Again, 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time now.
Hey, let's check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Believe it or not, we actually have some snow in the forecast. It does look like we may see a light snowfall here tonight and into Friday. Warmer weather trying to push back in and may be accompanied by some precipitation. Clouds for today were cold, 30 to 35. Light snow possible tonight, lows near 25. Any light snow will end tomorrow, 35. Could see an inch or two, mainly on grassy surfaces. Clearing tomorrow night, 20 to 25. Sunny Saturday and warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It is. It's 8:13. You know, I'd love to chat with you guys, but we're busy today. You know.
Well, okay. Fine.
That's fine.
Our feelings aren't hurt.
That's okay. Chief's running our licenses right now on the phone.
Mine's current.
I know. We're just looking at warrants.
Yeah, I hope he's not looking for my registration.
No, that's okay.
I'm actually a little nervous about that. I need to make sure the city of Temple got everything they needed.
Yeah, no, we'll talk to him about that in a minute.
Yeah,
we have some headphones there. Jay, if you'll go ahead and plug those in so we can talk to the chief about that in a minute. In the meantime, Alan's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
Doing very well.
Great. What's happening in your place?
Well, first of all, I want to thank everyone for their patience from yesterday.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's possible still. The last thing I read from ERCOT regarding outages is that they've gotten a lot of their load back. They're still 3,000 megawatts short as of their 6:35 press release this morning. But, you know, obviously, we're almost out of the peak period this morning, and there's no outages. So
yeah, it kind of took us all by surprise yesterday.
It did. So hopefully that doesn't happen again today. But we do thank everyone for their patience and dealing with all the outages and the problems that came with that. Also wanted to mention we've got a couple things you can sign up for. One is fun and one is a job. The first one is for Bryan Leadership Academy. That registration is online now. You can go to the City of Bryan's website. That's, of course, where you go around all the different city departments, learn a little bit about city government. You go to the police department. You go to the fire department. You go to finance. You hear from us at communications. You hear all the good stuff. The class space is limited to about 20 folks just for seating arrangements in some of the locations. So register as soon as possible. And then the other thing is we're now hiring police officers. So that exam date isn't until April 2nd, and the application deadline is March 25th. So you've got some time to get your application in, but you can do that also on the city website. Just go to the front page, bryantx.gov. You'll see all this information. Also wanted to mention we met yesterday with the folks from the big event. They are accepting job request forms currently right now on their website. Obviously, if you're Bryan College Station resident.
When is that? You know?
That is March 26th.
Okay. Be here before you know
it. And they said that they've already received about half of the forms, half of the jobs have already been filled, if you will. So if you have a big project that you wanted to work on or a small project you wanted to work on, then sign up for that. You can go to that at bigevent.tamu.edu. And then, of course, tomorrow is First Friday of February. It's freezing outside.
Oh, yeah.
But. Yeah. There are indoor businesses in downtown.
Sure.
So go ahead, hang out on February 1st, Friday, which is in downtown Bryan, of course, tomorrow evening.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. You bet. Visit folks from the city of Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. So Jeff Capps joins us this morning, College Station Police Chief. We visit with the chiefs of the two cities about once a month. How are you this morning, Jeff?
I'm doing well.
Okay. So we got to carry our registrations around with us all the time. Is that right?
Technically, yes, sir. That's in the state of Texas. You're supposed to carry your registrations, proof of insurance.
So. Okay. Well, I'll do the proof of insurance. I got that. But can I point to my windshield and say, see, and this matches up, or is that that's not enough?
You know, we have the capability of taking that and running it through the computer system, but if that's down, it is nice to have that registration on you, and it's required.
So. Okay. So just you might want to do that. So, Tom, you guys just be aware, no matter where. And I guess that's in every state, pretty much, I guess.
You know, I'm not sure about every state. I know it is in Texas.
Okay. That's all we got to worry about, too. That's right. That was Tom's problem, is he thought there was a Nebraska policeman trying to quote him Texas law, and Tom thought he knew better than the policeman, and he didn't. Hey, it's cold outside. Is it as cold as it's been since you've been a cop here in College Station?
You know, I can recall a few times over the years we've had some pretty icy conditions, but it is cold right now.
Tell me, if you will, basically, how do crime stats change when we have this kind of weather out there?
Well, I think we haven't seen a whole lot of the burglars take times off. Sometimes during the cold, they're still out there. So we try to stay vigilant, make sure that we're out and you know, the biggest thing for us when it gets really cold is if there's going to be some precipitation and stuff like that, watching the bridges and different things, and then ensuring that people slow down in those instances. And, you know, I remind people as we go into tonight, we're kind of expecting some of that, if you're coming up on an underpass and you see some overhead zone, that probably means that somebody else has already either had an accident or there's some slippery conditions, so please slow down. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times we have officers out there that people, they don't really understand what that means, and they continue, and then they end up wrecking as well. So,
Jeff Capps joining us this morning, College Station Police Chief. We don't have tire chains, do we?
You know, we have some, and if it gets bad for us, we'll put some on to make sure that we can still get around.
You got a guy who used to be a cop in Detroit, and he knows how to do that? Because, I mean, I don't know how it's done, that's for sure.
Well, luckily, our fleet management team down with the city, they have things prepared for us, and they're ready to go. So if we need them, they will take care of that for us.
Well, how many cars you got?
Patrol cars, yeah. We're probably about 40.
Okay, I was just driving by the other day. I was going, yeah, I remember there used to be two. I saw both of them. I was safe. I could do anything after that. kind of on a serious note, we had a stabbing in Northgate in the last week. Explain to me, if you will, how College Station, I mean, is this all yours? Is UPD work with you? How do you police Northgate?
Well, obviously the Northgate takes some additional resources, especially on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights for us. We've set up the schedules that we work, and we have an overlap during the peak hours. And our peak hours are a little bit different probably from most cities. Our peak hours run usually from about 11 p.m. to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So we have overlap. We have a couple of shifts out during that time period. We send additional people up to monitor that area. You mentioned the University Police Department. They do work really well with our officers. They, being such close proximity, they will come through. They have some bike officers that work on campus there, but they'll slip through the Northgate area, and they assist us, and they help us patrol the area as well.
But this basically is your jurisdiction and not UPD.
It is,
yeah.
But they do help us, and on Thursday, especially during the football season, on the game weekends, we'll team up with one of their officers and cover that area. It also covers some loud party areas throughout the town.
You have plainclothes in Northgate?
We do from time to time, yes, sir.
Usually what, associated with football weekends or other times?
Yeah, depending on, just depends on what's going on. If there's some special activities, we'll have some, or from time to time we'll just have plainclothes monitoring either alcohol violations or looking for burglars and different things in the area.
Does TABC work completely independent from y'all in Northgate?
We do a lot of coordination with them. They do have their own people that work up there as well, but a lot of times we're in coordination, and we talk a lot of communication that goes on to make sure that we're covering all the needs.
Jeff Capps, College Station Police Chief, with us this morning. Speaking of coordination, last week we had a former president, two former vice presidents, heads of countries here. When those kind of things happen, does College Station play any part in the security?
Yes, sir. What normally happens, it kind of depends on where the venue is going to be at. This particular event was held on the campus there, so University Police Department will take the lead on that. Now, what we do a lot of times, we assisted in this past one with some escorts and different things to get the dignitaries where they need to be. And it usually depends on, like you said, who is that dignitary. A sitting president who's currently in office, obviously, it takes many more resources than former presidents, but there is still a lot of, again, coordination between us and the university police. And in fact, you know, in some of the very big events, all the local agencies come together and will provide that whatever the needs are.
So now you said UPD takes the lead, which is interesting. I would have thought the Secret Service, either for the president or the two former vice presidents, would have been in a lead position.
Well, yeah. When I'm talking about lead on the things that happen on campus, they'll direct their people and put them on that. Secret Service, they'll come in, they'll brief everybody on what particular needs or what they want to see accomplished. Now, University will take the lead on campus on putting their people where they need to. We'll assist in that as well if they need some additional resources and things.
I got you. Now, is it old hat because this has gone on for a while? I mean, is every meeting different?
Well, you know, I think since the library came to town, it has become
old hats, maybe a standard procedure, I guess would be the
right.
Better way to say it.
Sure. We have definitely done this many more times since the library's come, and there's Texas A&M obviously draws a lot of dignitaries and for many reasons with the library and stuff. So it does. I think we've all done it several times, and everybody works together real well and kind of knows what's expected of each agency. So
probably makes it easier for those folks coming in since y'all have a little bit of experience in that. So I saw a story on TV the other night, and I just thought it was an odd story. And they were talking to a guy who had the wheels stolen off of his General Motors truck, and it was up on blocks. And then I come to find out that apparently this, it's not common, but it's more common than I would have thought it was. Is this an odd new kind of crime that we're seeing, or is it just filtering into our cities?
No, unfortunately, it's not new. We've kind of gone through spurts throughout the years. About a year and a half ago, we had a lot of this stuff going on, and I think multiple agencies were involved because it's not only College Station that it affects; it's the county, Bryan, and it's throughout this region. So in this particular, where we've, it's definitely started back up again. We've had a couple, Brian's had a few, and they're out in the county as well. So,
excuse me, let me interrupt for a second. If folks haven't seen it, I mean, these people came in and they jacked the guy's truck up, put it on blocks, took the wheels and the tires, which I just found amazing. They got to be the quietest criminals around. But, I mean, again, this is something that that goes on, huh?
Yes, sir, and they're pretty good at what they do, and they're very quick. There's got to be a market for it, and so that's a lot of our follow-up is trying to figure out, all right, where are these items going and who's reselling them. So obviously the 20-inch rims right now seem to be a hot item, and so we're following up on some leads that that are coming in, and hopefully we'll be able to stop these guys in the near future.
Unfortunately, the purest form of the economy seems to be crime. If there's a need, there will be a product provided, usually.
Right? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Hey, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. Jeff Capps, he's the College Station Police Chief. We visit with the Chiefs about once a month here on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too. Schulte roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Welcome again, Texas A&M fans, to the Aggie Report presentation of the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. The Aggie Report, right after this. The season marches on this weekend when the Aggie men's basketball team plays host on the court at Reed Arena to the team from Waco. Battle of the Brazos, Texas A&M and Baylor. Tip time, 1 p.m. this Saturday, February 5th, AggieAthletics.com. When you get there, click on Tickets. Or call the AT&T Wireless toll-free ticket number 1-888-99-AGGIE. This one is always played hard and fast. Texas A&M and Baylor, Saturday at Reed Arena, 1 p.m. tip time. Again, on the program today, we're going to feature Nathan Walkup. Nathan, one of the seniors on this ball club. And in a recent conversation that he had with Al Pulliam and myself, we talked about this senior class on this Aggie squad.
Well, you know what? One other thing here, because we're looking at Carol, I'm looking at you. Look at Darko, come up here to BJ, and then to Derek. Good senior leadership.
Great senior leadership.
Yeah. And these guys play well together. Some of them don't get into the games, but they work hard on the practice floor.
Yeah, you know, D'Lo and Marshall are huge.
Yeah.
You know, and they love this time of year. You know, of course, they wish they wanted to play more. But just to see Marshall, You know, he takes, you know, he spiked his hair up like Kay Davis.
He's everybody's best player.
He was somebody, he was so
alpha. Oh, he did? Was.
Yeah,
oh,
he did. For wristband, you know, it's all in good play. You know, he's not insulting anybody. Yeah,
you get to be everybody's best yeah, player. He's nothing like it.
He loves it. You know, he was the Nickel State guy who scored 30 points a game. He got to be him.
Oh, yeah.
He
I forgot about him. He's like the number two scorer in the country.
Hey, Marshall shot the ball every time he touched it that practice.
Those are good practices,
so,
too.
So, you know, it's a great senior class. We have a lot of fun. We try and get the young guys going. Got to keep them, you know, keep them on the right page.
Yep.
Texas A&M's Nathan Walkup. The Aggies and the Bears coming up on Saturday. 1 o'clock game time, 12:30 broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. Get your tickets. Come and join us for the game. AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets or the AT&T Wireless toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. I'm Dave South. The Aggie Report's a presentation of the College Station Medical Center. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Well, on this Bravo Brazos Valley, it is time for Nature Watch, a regular feature of BBB, and is brought to you by the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. And as always, thanks to Megan McMullen for supplying the research and the information. Did you know that buffaloes are not found in North America? Although we often use the name buffalo when referring to bison, true buffalo are only found in Africa and Asia. The correct name for the animal found in North America is bison. Now, the bison, the American icon, a new blockbuster exhibit celebrating the museum's 50th anniversary, will be on display at the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. It started January the 28th and will go until March the 17th. This exhibit was underwritten by the National Endowment for the Humanities, the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley, and the City of College Station. The bison exhibit was created by the C.M. Russell Museum in Great Falls, Montana, and explores the meaning and significance of the American bison from the Plains Indian culture of the 1800s to today. The museum also has a real bison head on display to complement the objects, informative kiosks, and interactives that come with this fascinating exhibit. Adult bison grow to be quite large, up to 5 to 6.5 feet tall at the shoulder, 11.5 feet long, and can weigh more than a ton. Despite their warm and fuzzy looks, male bison can also be quite dangerous. And don't think you can outrun one because of its large size. Bison can run, or should we say stampede, up to 40 miles an hour. Bison were essential to the Indian people living on and around the Great Plains. They used almost every piece of the animal for food, shelter, clothing, tools, and more. Even teepee coverings were made from bison hide. Until the 1860s, there were tens of millions of bison roaming the Great Plains of North America. By 1890, that number had dropped to fewer than 300. Through conservation efforts, their numbers are now closer to 500,000. Today, many of these animals live in parks and preserves or ranches where they are raised for their meat. Bison lived here in the Brazos Valley as long as 10,000 years ago, and we still have bison here today at the Lucky Bee Bison Ranch. And on the first Saturday in October, you can test your running speed at the Brazos Valley's official Buffalo Stampede, a 5K and half marathon race sponsored by the museum. So come on out, visit the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History, learn about our local history, and have fun at the same time. The museum is open 10 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Admission $5 for adults, $4 for seniors and students. Members and children 3 and under are free. If you join the museum, you can enjoy the traveling exhibits, the live animals in the discovery room, the Texas history displays, and the dinosaur and ice age fossils free all year long. Call your museum for more information, 776-2195, or check out their great website, BrazosValleyMuseum.org. And thanks to Megan McMullen again for the research and the information. This has been Nature Watch on Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner.
Meason Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 832, 24 degrees right now at the studios, 31 for a high today, and a chance of snow tonight at 80%. Accumulations overall between now and probably around lunchtime tomorrow, only about 2 to 3 inches on the ground. We don't anticipate any major problems as a result of that. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. Brought to you by Mia's on Main for windows beyond measure and more. It's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Officials say we're not out of the woods yet. Rolling power outages across more than three quarters of the state could resume if you and I don't turn down our thermostats and curb electricity use. The electricity demand in the state's largest power grid is expected to set a new winter record today, meaning more brownouts are possible. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says the rolling outages were the result of problems at several power plants, not demand. While the state has suspended those outages, Terry Hadley of the Public Utility Commission says conservation is essential.
There is a need for folks to conserve. We're going to have high demand with this colder than normal weather.
Dewhurst says he was told broken water pipes at two plants, Oak Grove near Franklin and Sand Hill near Austin, forced them to cut electricity production. In addition, natural gas power plants that should have provided backup had difficulty starting because of low pressure in the supply lines, also caused by the cold weather. Wednesday's rolling outages had no impact on College Station schools. Spokesman Chuck Lenwinkle says most of the district's classrooms have windows, so natural light with battery-powered backups was used. In addition to cold temperatures, though, Glenwinkle says the district is still monitoring the forecast.
Safety is our number one priority at College Station ISD, and we won't do anything that would put our students in harm's way. We're monitoring the weather. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/CSISD, our website, CSISD.org. There's a chance, as everyone knows, for some wintry weather, wintry precipitation Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, Friday morning.
Glenn Winkle says school officials appreciated information from College Station Utilities during Wednesday's outages, which provided a heads up on what campuses would be affected at various times. Both Bryan and College Station, BTU and College Station Utilities, doing a fine job yesterday of keeping everyone apprised of the situation. Texas A&M University so far has not been affected by rolling outages. Campus utilities officials say they were told by BTU, that's their primary power supplier, that there would be no outages unless conditions changed. Biggest problem on the A&M campus is the utility operation did have problems producing steam, which heats some campus buildings. Repair crews have been addressing those problems. When the state legislature is in session, volunteers and staff from the BCS Chamber of Commerce meet with lawmakers. Chamber President Royce Hickman says the two-day trip this early in the session allows follow-up opportunities.
What we will do is then be in touch with them as bills are introduced, and we can say, you know, when we were there, we visited on this issue. Senate Bill number, 125 is the one that, we are in favor of you passing to accomplish this. And I think that's going to be the key, is to have some follow-up with these folks.
Again, that's Chamber President Royce Hickman. You can hear the entire interview with him online at WTAW.com. The Rio Grande Valley missionary, whose wife was killed in an attack by Mexican drug cartel members, is speaking out about his loss.
Sam Davis says he and his wife, Nancy, shared the same passions, a love for God and helping others. He talked with KRGV about the risks of traveling south of the border.
We agreed together and decided that if we ever run into a situation where it looked like they were going to take us, that we were not going to stop.
And they didn't. They sped through three roadblocks. Gunmen opened fire, hitting Nancy in the head. Despite his loss, Davis says that he still plans to return to Mexico to continue his missionary work. Doug Helton, TSNU.
And investigators are still working on the cause of the January 9th fire that destroyed Court's Saddlery in downtown Bryan. Fire Marshal William Baus says there have been multiple obstacles.
That was a very large building. It's also a very old building. And it's had significant fire damage to a great part of it. The weather played a role. The amount of fire did a lot of damage. Unfortunately, we also had to take down part of the structure for safety, and some of that falls in on what you'd like to investigate, and that complicates the issue.
Still no word on what caused the fire, but the Court family is working to relocate. WTAW News Time is 8:36, 24 degrees right now. This final look at news brought to you by Mia's on Main. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi there. Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters. But let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823 Main. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
Let's say it's Saturday morning. You've got a painfully, horribly painful toothache. You need to get in touch with your dentist and fast. You need to talk to a dentist. You call the office. There's no answer because it's the weekend. That's what's good. And so what good does it do you now, because your tooth hurts, you can't get to anybody, all you get to do is talk to an answering machine. You want to talk to a person who can find out the next available time that you can see your dentist. If you're in the medical field, answering machines drive customers crazy, and then it drives them away. People want access, and they want immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 a day, Brian 800 Answering Service works for you 24/7. Brian 800 Answering Service will always be there locally, right here in town. Live people answering calls when you're away and when you're in need. There are no long-term contracts required, so get in touch with the folks at Brian 800 Answering Service. They are locally owned and operated. Call them at 775-4800, 775-4800, or click brian800.com.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
No matter what type of the weather, no matter what kind of roofing you need, whether it's a tile roof, a regular standard roof, or a metal roof, then just call 268-ROOF for United Roofing or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here's the weather.
Considerable cloudiness with temperatures only in the low to mid-30s this afternoon. Cloudy tonight with light snow developing, lows overnight in the mid-20s. Snow will taper off tomorrow morning, an inch or two may accumulate, particularly on grassy surfaces. Highs tomorrow in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Temperatures will end up in the lower 20s. Look ahead to Saturday, has a sunny and warmer temperature Saturday afternoon in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's right, and you can't beat having that white snow on top of that light tan lawn of yours. You don't want to say brown. Yeah. You want to say light tan. That sounds so much better. So now, we believe that the tragedy has been averted and we won't have any more rolling brownout, blackout type thingies, right?
Yeah.
Because they're working on, what are they doing for the plants today? They're trying to get them started up, is that right?
Yeah.
We have audio.
Oh, really?
We do, as a matter of fact.
Uh-oh. Pump it.
Yeah.
Don't flood it.
Come on. All right. Hang on. Wait. Stop.
You're going to wear it out. You're going to ruin it.
One more. Let's try now. Try it again. One more. Yeah.
Now try it. Fire it up.
There you go.
Tap on that starter a little bit. Let me get
it'll
a
go.
Hammer.
It'll go. Oh, battery's about to go. Battery's. Oh,
gonna
battery. Oh,
gonna,
oh. You're going to
ruin it.
You're going to run it out. You're going to have to go to the neighbors, ask for jumper cable.
And now the power's going to go out.
Oh,
Scott turned
his
thermostat up too high.
And he doesn't have jumper cables because they're in his wife's car.
Hello?
Oh, it's
going to
be a mess.
Hello, Big Fish Elevator Man here.
Hey.
Tell us about
the
cold weather. Yeah, tell us about the cold weather in the elevators.
I tell you, it gets cold in there quick when the power goes out and then you're trapped in the elevator.
Well, listen, I was in a building yesterday, and what happens when the elevator door is closed about three-quarter way? What's happened there, usually?
There's usually a rock in the door sill keeps the elevator from shut.
Oh. Really? Well, I'll look for rocks next time.
Those rocks in your pocket, Scott.
Well, and they only had two elevators, you know. And that's what bothered me is that, you know, I had to wait like 4 or 5 minutes for that elevator to come up and get me.
Life in America sure is hard. I don't know how we stand it.
I know. It's true. Thanks, man. The other problem was I saw a guy who was stranded on an escalator, which is really bad.
That wasn't an Aggie joke. That was a UT joke, right? Yeah.
Free comedy. Use it however you see fit. Those of you who only watch the Super Bowl for the commercials or watch competing programs on other channels will be glad to know they've staged Puppy Bowl 7 Sunday at 2 o'clock on the Animal Planet cable network. You ever seen this, guys?
Yes.
It's good for about 2 minutes, and that's it. Interestingly, the whole thing is shot in October to get things ready in time for the Super Bowl weekend.
No, I think it's live.
Yeah. No, because they have the all-kitten halftime show.
Uh-huh.
They do that, obviously, on a separate weekend because they don't want the kittens and the puppies to, you know, fur would fly.
Sure.
Would not be a good thing.
Nah, I don't know. Kittens and puppies, I mean, they tend to get along.
They might play, yeah. But nonetheless, so that one is already in the can. So anything that you see is just going to be a lame recording. So
and the times that I've watched that, I've often wondered, the guy who has to play the official on there, because they have a guy in a referee's uniform.
Mm-hmm.
What is he thinking?
No, this is his gig. He's the guy who puts it together.
Really?
Yeah, he's the producer.
Oh, well, then maybe he's making money off of it, because I watched that and I think, is that some actor that's sitting there thinking, did his mom and dad turn that on and go, well, at least he's working?
Yeah, no, this is a deal. This is his deal. So he's out there kind of doing a content control, kind of like why Dick Clark continues to do the 4th of July. I mean the New Year's Eve
thing. Yeah. 4th of July, as far as he's concerned.
Yeah, that's he wouldn't know.
God.
Hey, did you see this?
What?
The guy's like 90. I mean,
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
past health problems notwithstanding, he should probably retire.
News Corp, see that what they rolled out yesterday?
A little iPad action.
The Daily, it's called. The Daily. It is exclusively for the iPad and other tablets, I think, for a year. And then it'll be available more widely. The thing costs 99 cents a week or $39.99 a year. Features news, opinion, sports, lifestyle content, along with video, audio, and 360-degree photos. And it's interesting because Rupert Murdoch made his money in the old ink and paper newspaper business, and obviously is looking to move to the next area. We were talking to a guy the other day. Chase and I were at an editorium the other day.
We were?
Yeah. Well, we had lunch together.
We did?
Yeah. It was on Monday, you'll recall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
I know, it's all the way to Thursday, yeah. And they were...
That was out of town,
I thought that's what
right?
you were talking about. Yeah, but it's not like you and I, you know... We met.
Well, I was gonna. Well, I mean, if it was been in town,
got
I
our
was,
hair did.
Yeah. It was in town. I was about to start sniffling over here. You know, I knew y'all went out of town together. A little road trip.
I detect a high level of hurt.
Well, no, that's okay. Yeah. I didn't
what
want
kind of hurt because we're on the radio. Right
I didn't
now.
Want to go where y'all were going.
So. Anyway, so but there's discussion of a paywall for the Waco Tribune Herald.
Huh?
And you know, at what point do you want to pay for that local content and? So this is a national program, but nonetheless, just to let you know, I mean, they're trying to creep it in close to us. We'll see how that works out.
I think a local gazette, when they first went online, they tried to
do that and
found out. They weren't the only ones, obviously, but they tried to do that and found out that it didn't work.
Well, what you got to do, and we were having that discussion, you have to wait and kind of see what happens. Obviously, with anything, a value must be established before there's a price. And if the value does not justify charging, then you're going to be hard-pressed to do that.
Right.
You may have to go, I was going to say peddle your paper someplace else, but I don't think that's the word to say. All right, Bill
bad choice of words.
Yeah, it was. Bill just passed by the New York City Council, has lots of folks wondering if the Big Apple has become the nanny state. Council voted 36-12, so not even close, this week to ban smoking in city parks, plazas, and beaches. Some council members say the bill should have allowed smoking in some areas, but that change was not allowed. So, I mean, by a wide margin, a 3-1 margin, they vote to ban smoking in city parks, plazas, and beaches. Making it tough for you folks who still smoke. Just saying.
But please don't stop buying the cigarettes, especially in Texas.
It's very important. It is a key to our our
way of
economic
life.
Well-being, shall we say.
Right.
Yeah, that we continue to have people buy cigarettes. Guys, Chicago's launched a new line of perfume that stinks like money.
Hmm.
Patrick McCarthy, executive at Microsoft. What, he's got nothing else to do? He's not making enough money? Huh? Not making enough money?
His name's not as known. He wants a name.
Her money eau de parfum for women. Patrick designed the scents to make people smell like $1 million. The entrepreneur says, I got the idea after reading a story about a Japanese study that showed a significant increase in worker productivity when the smell of money was pumped through the vents in the factories. He's been listening. McCarthy claims he's had lots of positive feedback, and he believes customers will use the cologne as part of America's economy. Should we, would that get the salespeople out of the office or keep them in the office? What do you think?
The best full-size deals in the market are only at Sterling Auto Group. Lease the 2011 GMC Sierra 1500 four-wheel drive extended cab for $279 a month or save up to $9,000 off. Or lease the 2011 GMC Acadia SL for only $319 a month or save up to $4,000 off. Sterling on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Psst. Looked at the calendar. It's the 3rd of February. Yep, it's the 3rd. You know, that Valentine's Day is coming up. And David Gardner's reminds you, good selection for you to have a look at. Because after all, for between 25 and 30 years now, David has been creating jewelry. And for quite a few years has had other designers work as well. So good chance you can find something that would be just exactly right, that bauble for that special person here with Valentine's Day right around the corner. The other thing, though, quite honestly, is like anything else, you want to make sure that you have something that's memorable but also functional as well. Good value is something that, David really has been building in his jewelry for a long, long time. So, yes, you can have custom-made jewelry right here because they make it in the store. You can have it, again, by other designers. But if function is just as important to you as the beauty and the what makes that gift special, then David Gardner's can help you there, too. 911 University Drive, it's David Gardner's.
Do the countertops in your kitchen or bath need an upgrade? Call Marble Craft today at 846-3881. Marble Craft has been bringing new life to kitchens and baths for over 10 years. Marble Craft has a vast selection of material and color choices from granite, natural marble, slate, and soapstone. Marble Craft is also a certified installer of solid stone countertops. So call Marble Craft at 846-3881 for a free estimate or come by our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan and get inspired.
Do you suffer from spine, joint, or nerve pain? Dr. Ramon Fino is a board-certified rehabilitation physician with over 15 years' experience using the most effective non-surgical treatments to identify the source of your pain and restore your lost mobility. For more information on Dr. Fino's proven techniques, log on to myspinerehabdoctor.com or call 693-8263 today. Dr. Ramon Fino, the gold standard of caring for spine, joint, and nerve pain.
I'm Chuck Morrow. At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we claim to be the best flooring dealer in the area. Why? We not only offer the best name brand products, we install what we sell.
And this is Scott Razor. We don't just sell flooring for your home, but we offer all types of products for rental property and commercial buildings and offices.
Our knowledgeable flooring consultants have been with us for years, and we continue to train them on the latest products available.
We also offer interest-free financing for our customers. We don't just claim to be the best.
At Carpet Outlet, we prove it every day.
10-10 News Talk 1620 WTAW NFL, the National Football Association League or whatever. National Association of the Deaf and Fox Television have announced this week that the Super Bowl will be completely captioned for the first time in history. Completely captioned? What does that mean? Including the televised, nationally televised TV commercials and promotions.
Well, that's great.
Are they going to televise the obvious profanities that get mouthed from the sidelines and on the field?
You could
caption that.
Get something extra there. They'll pixelate the mouth so you can't see that. The NAD estimates 36 million U.S. Americans are either deaf or hard of hearing. The game itself has been captioned for years, but not all those TV spots. Well, of course, we haven't seen all the TV spots, but aren't there probably some that just where they go, oof, or poof, or something like that?
Well, there's a sign for that, I bet. It's a sign for just about everything.
Well, they do number signs.
It's not like it's for the blind. Yeah. It'd be harder to understand what's going on there, I guess, if that's all you hear.
Think there's a Betty White ad this year?
I don't know. She's everywhere.
Don't you think we would have heard about it?
Maybe. I don't. Did we hear about the Snickers commercial last year? Did we know about that up front?
No, but you would think that they would somehow.
Oh, the fact that she's
the hotness this year.
Yeah, I
got
you. Well, he said Betty White and hotness in the same.
Well,
I know what you mean.
There was a time
from a marketing standpoint.
Alan Ludden thought so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now there's an app for everything. For $1.99, Catholics can download Confession, a Roman Catholic app.
Really? Has it got the little spinner thing? I mean, like the apps have, and you just enter what your sin is? I mean, how does that work?
It says designed to be used in the confessional.
Oh, well, okay.
The app offers a personalized examination of conscience for each user, password-protected profiles, and a step-by-step guide to the sacrament.
Uh-huh.
In addition, this app invites Catholics to prayfully prepare for and participate in the rite of penance. Features include custom examination of conscience based on age, gender, and vocation. Hey, you got to fill out a giant form before you do this? Ability to add sins not listed in the standard examination of conscience.
Oh, really?
Choose from 7 different acts of contrition.
I just got a visual of Jack Donaghy going into the confessional and the priest running out going, I need some help over here.
Oh, I don't want to go too much farther into the grass, but again, choose from 7 different acts of contrition. Well, the app is the one that's going to tell you? I thought that's what the priest did. Isn't it the priest who tells you what to do?
Probably best just to move on. Yeah. Last time we even came close to something like this, and we're a lot farther along this time around. We got yelled at.
All right. Just people, you know, I don't want to do that one. I don't want to do that one. I don't want to do that one. Interesting. All right. Polish hunter. Not somebody who hunts poles, but somebody from Poland who is a hunter. Who dreamed of shooting an elephant has sued a German-based travel company after it sent him to a part of Africa where he said there were no elephants.
Uh-oh.
The company, which organizes hunting expeditions, insists there are elephants in the area of Zimbabwe that he was sent, even though the company organized a second trip for the hunter, during which he managed to kill a male elephant. The guy is still filing damages worth $130,000 from the first. Hey, you got your elephant. We got you there, buddy. Gee whiz.
And how in the world did you get it back? I guess he's got money.
Yeah, but I mean, again, it's not like we can tell the elephant to be here. You know, these are the coordinates. We need you here so you can be shot. I mean, it is nature after all. All right, 5-2.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zornman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zornman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Now is the time to get your swimming pool fixed, and the Pool Guy is there for you. The Pool Guy does pool renovations, including replastering, retiling, recoping, service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, parts, equipment, chemical sales. With over 26 years experience, the Pool Guy gives you superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products. Whether it's time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need supplies, call the Pool Guy today, 575-6200. That's 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi. In this business, people are always asking, what's the best time of the year to buy? When are the incentives the best? When is there 0%? Well, now's the time. The 2010s, they got to go. So come to Team Ford, Team Auto, and Navisota and get yourself a great deal.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
About 3 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I got this Forbes list of how much money people make. Were you going to do that in entertainment?
No.
All right.
Great, so you're going to depress us? Is that what
I don't know. The top 40. Number 40 is Eddie Murphy.
Still? Number 40?
Eddie Murphy, yeah. Uh-huh. $13 million.
Oh, this is people in entertainment?
Yeah.
But I'm still surprised Eddie Murphy's one of the top 40 highest paid people in entertainment.
He'd be number 40, as a matter of fact. What I found interesting was Steve Carell.
Yeah.
He's number 31 at $17.5 million. So that's not bad. Let me see what else we got. Yeah.
Well, we know Oprah's number one. Big
no, Oprah's not number one. Little Jimmy Cameron is number one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Behind the scenes guy.
Yeah, because he's like a king of the world or something like that.
Yeah, well, he had the two highest grossing movies last year, or in 2009,
yeah,
rather.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably. He made $257 million because Avatar, I guess, he wrote, produced, directed.
Once again, I'm going to be real skeptical anytime some of these sanctimonious people tell me I need to give to a particular charitable cause.
I hear you. Johnny Depp.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Depp pulled in $100 million for Alice in Wonderland and some, Pirates of the Caribbean thing, I guess.
Yeah.
And, good for him. And then Kristen Stewart, highest-ranking female, in at number 13, she made $28 million. So that's good.
There you go.
Yeah, they got they're just like us, by the way. Yeah, everything about them is just like us.
Apologies to those actors who do give to charities. I'm sure there's some out there.
Oh, well, that's fine.
No, I don't care how much they give. Yeah. You know, but to sit there and tell me as if I'm less of a person because I choose not to give to this cause, or to imply that you know, because they give, I should give too. No, man, you're the one that's loaded.
Speaking of which, the first paper money in U.S. America issued by the colony of Massachusetts in 1690 on this date.
What's this?
Yeah. And in 2000, Chinese officials kicked TNT and the Cartoon Network out of China. See?
Yeah.
No sense of humor. All right, you got there a minute.
Behave. That's the... Did I do that good? That's the message that American Idol producers have for Judge Steven Tyler. At the start of last night's show, Fox posted a statement saying that American Idol would like to apologize for last week's outrageous behavior by Steven Tyler. I didn't see it. I guess a lot of people did. The statement says that he has been warned and assured the producers it'll never happen again. He evidently went into a profane rant last week and dropped a few bleeped out of the bad word.
Wow.
So anyway, John Wayne makes it to Hollywood on American Idol. This is John Wayne Schultz, his real name. He's from Austin, Texas, and he was one of the ones that moved along in the tryouts that were in Austin. And Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband has now collapsed and is in a patient at the same hospital where his wife is. So that family going through a whole lot of stuff. And Agent Gibbs will be back for a ninth season. NCIS is back. So there you go.
That's Mark Harmon. Okay, yeah. Charlie Sheen's phone call has been announced. Really, I really want to hear that.